lip service.
All right, so we've been waiting for our special guest, and he is finally here. It's lip service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
Hello, hello, ladies.
And it's too short.
And it's too short.
I know.
Bitch.
You know, I couldn't hold it in. I had to say.
Don't you think guys are bitches now, too?
Well, I have a saying that I've been waiting for somebody just to find a reason to say this. And I've been saying it for a lot of years, but I never really say it in the public. It's a fact, too. All bitches are not women.
Right.
It goes like this. All women ain't bitches.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Preach.
And all bitches ain't women.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So you can write that down. Put that on the t-shirt.
All right. See?
All women ain't bitches.
It seems like there's a lot more men that are bitches nowadays, though.
All women ain't bitches and all bitches ain't women.
They're multiplying like gremlins.
Yeah, well, you know, bitch assness is kind of, it used to be something you make fun of. It's kind of cool now. Like,
mm-hmm. Like, what's in?
Like, bitch, niggas is getting played now.
Now, something that you do, and we used to always start with a tip of the day. We're going to bring that back for you. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's talk about how can you get money from women? Because, you know, we get it the other way around all the time. Like, as women, we know how to ask for stuff and make it happen.
The how or the why?
No, how? Because we want to give these guys tips on how they can make it happen. Because there's a lot of wannabe pimps out there, and there's a lot of people that...
The thing is motivation.
Mm-hmm.
It's motivation. You got to, first and foremost, you got to ask. That's what they teach you in young pimp school, is to ask. And the answers, it's two answers, right?
Is there an online school, young pimp school?
No, how do you ask though? Like, what do you be like, yeah, I need some gas money or you pay
said,
my...
You said how to get some money from a woman.
Yeah, he's giving us tips.
Ask. The same ask way you get it from a man.
You
got to
ask.
That's the same way you get it from a man.
Okay,
is
so
ask.
How do you ask? Like, give us an example.
Okay, I pull up in my Mercedes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he don't need no money.
I take you to my nice house, mm-hmm. and I tell you, like, I'm $5,000 short on this $55,000 thing I got to do. I just need five cash real quick. And I just ask you for $5,000.
He actually sounds, you know why it sounds like believable? Because he's saying it like it's nothing.
It is
so
nothing.
So it's like, yeah, you know, I just need $5,000.
So you got money, I got money.
Like, hold
that's
on,
how you do the same thing
DM
with
a guy. And let him know you have, and tell him, can you lend your boy?
I had a homeboy who, I picked that number because I was thinking of my homeboy. Mm-hmm. And he literally, you know, had a side hustle, just meeting these nice chicks. He'd show them all his fly stuff. And for some reason, some way, in a week or two into the relationship, he's like, I need $5,000.
Do they ever ask for it back?
Well, you weren't getting it back.
See,
but
that's what I'm saying, though. Like, you said you was only $5,000 short because you had to do something. Now yeah. You did it, nigga, with my $5,000. No?
Did we flip it or what?
Yeah,
on to the next one.
What if she presses you?
But the question was how?
How?
No, but I want to know.
I just want to know. What if she presses you?
That is, I mean, just ask. I mean, that's how you get money from a guy.
Now, let me ask you this.
I would think the same way from a girl.
We had a question about a woman who recently broke up with a guy, right? Because he was lying and all of that. But she did lend him some money.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, can I get my money back or is it a wrap? What would you advise her? Should I try to get my money back or is it a wrap?
Like I would definitely say I need my money back, but you know at the same time if it's a problem, it's a problem. Like you got to move on.
Now, has anybody ever pimped you? Like a woman ever got you?
Yeah, this old lady got me. She got me. She was developing this housing thing in Atlanta, and the lady was a what's that doctor for like kids? The pediatrician was the kid?
Yeah, pediatrician.
She was everybody's kids doctor, and she like was this nice lady, and she just I gave her $15,000 for the The whole, this is my land, my lot. And then you pick out the, you know, your plans and you design your house and you get ready to get it built. And then her development, it wasn't real.
Oh,
so
damn. She had like $15,000 this is back going on.
She should have asked for more.
They might do an American Greed story about her.
Like, yeah.
I'm going to tell you where it was too. It was that house that they used to throw over by my house. They used to throw them parties in the driveway, go under. You can cross from the big house to the little house. And it was empty. And they used to throw parties in there like a club.
Is that on Cascade?
On Cascade, yeah.
I've been to a few parties in that house.
So the lady who did that development, she had this plan for it to be like 20, 30. That wasn't going to be a lot of houses, 40 houses, I don't know. And it's supposed to be a lake and a little golf course, all this stuff. I bought it.
Damn.
It was going to be a 24-hour guard, security guard.
Oh, crap.
I gave her $15,000. And then when I was going, you know, the usual things you would do is go get your money, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it was when I did my homework, it was the pediatrician lady. What you gonna do?
Damn. So that was just it. You just had to chalk it up as a loss?
But I look back on it and I go, that lady wasn't like some old nice doctor lady. She was a pimp. You said?
Yeah, she pimped. Right. So sometimes, you get game too.
15 racks. I just like to think for my peace of mind that it actually got drowned in the development, not in her bank account.
In her pocket.
See, I call that a scammer.
I don't know. American Greed.
There was a time when real estate kind of took a crash, you know, in that area. So was
this
it maybe
was
crash.
It? Okay.
She trying to make excuses for her because that's her aunt. You knew what house it was and all that.
I used to run it
too much. Gigi, like I got a percentage from that.
The one with the two trees in the front where you walked up the stairs. Like, yeah, Gigi.
She blurred out. Was that on Cascade? Yeah, right, it was.
Because I know that. Listen, a lot of parties went down in that house.
Now, listen, we get advice questions all the time, too. And I'm going to ask you this because, obviously, on your new tape, okay, can't take her. Mm-hmm. You talk about your 9 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one guy actually asked us, he said that he was in a situation, and this was the question that he wrote in, where he was with a woman. And he said he knows that we do the test where you, you know, kind of grope and feel the guy to
kind
see
of
how
rub,
big
rub,
he is.
Rub,
but the problem is, he said that he's a grower, not a shower. So the girl that he's with, they haven't had sex. They've messed around. And she did the test. He wasn't all the way hard. And now she's not really messing with him. And he doesn't know how should he do that.
For real?
How should he get back with her? Because basically, she did the field test. He's also a grower. And a lot of guys are growers, not showers. So it might look small, but then all of a sudden.
Well, my philosophy on that is you knew what she was doing. Like, you gotta, that's a
game. You can't make yourself.
A lot of guys who.
She feeling it get hard.
A lot of guys who are well endowed probably will tell stories of the time where they was just minding their business and somebody came across it and was like, hey, you about to get something because I want that. Like just, what's your name? You know, that type of stuff. But if you're the one who's initiating it, you got to go in there ready, you know?
Are you a grower or a shower?
Both.
Okay, so you grow and show.
Yeah, I'm girth man.
So 9 inches. So have you ever actually measured your dick to know 9 inches, or is that like a guesstimation?
Nope, it just rhymes with what I was saying.
Oh, okay.
You know, it could be
10,
8, 9, 12. 7. I don't,
right.
I was a person who was slightly insecure at a young age, like 15, 16, like experimenting, like not having a lot of sex, but just finding my way. And I didn't even know I was good. I realized it later. Like, I didn't even know I had the touch or the skill until later when I was, you know, starting to get a little older and people kept saying, oh, shit, it feels good. I'm like, I feel good. What? What do you mean? And like, I thought I was, you know, I didn't have nothing to compare to.
Maybe you got better, though. Maybe at first you wasn't really.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
He's like, I ain't changed nothing. Right. Still the same.
Because, so, I mean, when guys first start out, usually they're not that good.
But I'm saying more like the size of it.
Oh, the
not,
size of
not
it.
Not
okay.
necessarily the motion of it. They,
so too short has nothing to do with that.
Well, you gotta realize if I had a little dick, too short would be fighting words. It wouldn't be like my name.
That's true.
He is too short.
Yeah, that'd be enough. Too short fighting another person.
Then
wonder
too
why
short.
I had all these anger issues and shit. Somebody once told me, they said he called me up. He said, man, I figured out what life is all about. I said, what? He said, life is all about big dicks and little dicks. The little dicks don't want the big dicks to have fun.
The little dicks don't. Okay. Big dick takes little
dick. That's politics,
everything.
It should
be the big dicks don't want the little dicks to have fun.
Why?
That's the way it is.
Yeah, because.
That's the way it is. But
no, it's not that they don't want you to, but the big dicks are having all the fun.
Yeah, so I feel
related
like.
Related to the hoes versus women. That's another war.
But you know what? Guys got this thing that they got that they're doing. Mm-hmm. Well, they probably been doing this. But, like, they send us, like, dick pics in a DM. Oh. And then they take the water bottle
or the remote control.
I fucking hate that. Like, I don't know if they're measuring it, trying to show me what
comparison.
Because they're giving you something to compare it to. Because you can't just send a dick floating. We don't know. Is it close up? Is it what angle? Because
zoom in.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
It's like when girls take pictures of their ass and they know at certain angles they could prop it up and
they
look
bigger.
Oh, they
sit on the counter.
You sit that dick on the counter, it's going to look bigger.
I'm a rookie. I don't have no dick.
So you don't do dick pics and
stuff. Don't lie. You sent the dick pic out. I don't believe
it. You so nasty.
He has a dick pic type of guy.
No.
He's a seasoned gentleman.
He has dick pics. He just don't have his face in them.
Mm-mm.
Nah, he's not sending out no dick pics.
I'm picturing right now what it would take to take one. I'm like, what you got to do?
Lotion, because it can't be ashy.
You got to put it on the tripod. And I'm a black man. I know what I do? I trim.
Okay.
There you go.
I just take. I got.
Oh, with clippers.
Little clipper.
I'm that little nigga with the nappy hair. When you send to school with some little sheen or something, and by the time I get to school, it's already just a.
So you got a little nap down there.
Yes, I clip the naps.
So you use scissors. You don't use clippers.
Like a little, you know, a little grooming scissors, not like big ass scissors.
Oh, the little small tiny ones.
You scared you might cut yourself. Oop.
And I, when I snip all the naps off, then it's like, it's, then it's smooth.
Cool. Oh my God. I don't want to. Okay, I'm going to share this. I had a terrible incident the other day.
What? Tell us.
So I was in the shower. You see my nails are kind of sharp. Ooh. So you know how you shower and you like wash inside your vagina and everything. I scratched the shit out of myself with my nail because my nails are
You know, you used to have a long nail.
Mm. No, but it's sharp. I was just in a rush. Like, and I was trying to hurry up because I was late for work. So I'm in the shower and I'm like going real fast.
I feel like the shower is like when we tell a story, you're like, my friend, something happened to my friend.
No, that happened to me.
Oh, but so she basically was
doing something
else.
You know what I mean?
So you were going hard on yourself.
I just thought about that because with the scissors, what if you cut yourself by accident, you know?
Yeah. So you was going in.
He was in the shower. He was in there. Cut it out. Just tell the story.
No,
you got too rough.
With these nails, I would not even try that on myself, okay? I wouldn't even do it because with my nails, I'd definitely be a, you know.
Angela, we're incident. Not believing you. We're believing something else now.
Listen, I wish it was a more interesting story.
It was pretty interesting. I went so far in.
Let's talk about you because you talk about all these freaky women and we assume you to be freaky, mm-hmm. right? But in real life, what is the freakiest thing that you feel like you've ever done? In real life.
As a lover, I like to match. I like to, what's that word I'm
reciprocate?
Looking for?
Match your freaky?
Compatible, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a chameleon. I could kind of do different styles. I know I'm not really into the whole.
I know what he's going to say.
Chuck me, pull my hair, hit me like that violent sex. And then some women, they ask for that and you're like, I'll do it, but damn.
Oh my God, you're forcing me to.
Mine is on the passion choke side. I like the passion. I like
what that. About if a woman chokes you?
I'm going to say stop.
I'm so surprised that he just said what he said, though.
I
give you the light. The girls like to do that when they rise. They want to do a little bit of this. I give you a little bit, but don't get into the squeezing. And
I don't black out or nothing.
Yeah, we ain't doing all that. But passion is way better. I feel like foreplay is more fun than sex.
I can see that.
And then the sex is like, you know, the dessert.
Do you ever have foreplay and then come because it was just so great during foreplay?
Not. Unless it's a 69, not like a just, I'm eating around and I come.
No, I mean, foreplay could be more than that. Y'all could be like making out, like just too short, make out.
Mm-hmm. He just said he was passionate.
Yeah, he said passionate. That's and then
what
shocked.
If a girl's like making out, jerking your dick, and then.
Okay.
When's it, have you come from, you know, just that well, and that?
First and foremost, I don't know, but this is about other guys, but girls say that how'd you do that? When I come, I'm ready to go again immediately. It's always been that way.
Okay. Oh, I'm glad
that's
you said that because
yeah,
I was
not
actually
can do that.
You're a Taurus, right?
I don't know. Yeah.
That is a Taurus characteristic. It says they can go on forever. And it says Taurus men are multi-orgasmic. But it also says that you guys are very systematic, as in that you like to
routine?
Yeah, you like to set things up. Kind of.
I got like signature moves and stuff and
two short signature moves.
But also
a wrestler.
Everybody's individual, so you learn who you with. I like to ask questions too. I'm like
during sex?
Everything.
We could talk, like to communicate about your sexual endeavors
talk
with your
politics.
Partner.
I'm in. Whatever. It's
just, damn. Fucking talk politics.
I mean, whatever happens in the moment.
You fucking somebody like, do you think that slavery was choice?
No.
But if you're doing it over and over again all night, you can't just moan. Something gotta happen. You're like, where are you going next week?
Where
are you going next week?
All right, let's talk about your sign as a Taurus, because now that you said that, there's a lot of things. And it says here that your neck and your throat are erogenous zones, so you like to get hickeys. Is that true?
You can only touch my neck or my ears while we're doing it. If we're not doing it, it's like completely ticklish and kind of don't. Like
erogenous zone.
Oh, yeah, so.
It's always weird to me when guys are ticklish.
I'm not ticklish all over. I'm ticklish like ears, neck.
Like, I don't want to kiss a guy's neck and he giggle.
I couldn't tell you. I just say stop. But you know that when
tickle
the way
me
you
almost.
Said you don't want to do that, as soon as you tell a girl don't do it, she keep trying to.
Yeah, she's gonna
do
it more.
Right. So you just gotta.
Like, I'm not saying it because I want you to do it. I really stop.
But as far as systematic, it says that Taurus is for you guys. You like to actually before you have sex, you have to shower, shave, do whatever it is you have to do before you have sex. So you're not.
Shouldn't you be doing
like
that?
I am not going in with like sweaty balls. I'm not. That's true.
And so you can't like get off stage from doing a show. And then just have sex. You have to shower first.
It's happened, but I'm saying, like, I'm with my lady.
Prefer, right, you're not comfortable with it.
No, I'm just saying, I want a fresh start. I'm like,
that's right.
We could do it for an hour. I'm like, it's something you can't say it to him. I'm like, let's take a shower. Like, they're like, why? Like, just take a fucking shower. But I really want to do it again. I need it to be brand new again.
Brand new, fresh out the box.
See, so these are all true about your sign.
Every day is Christmas.
This is pretty interesting.
Every day is Christmas.
And it says that you guys also like to set the mood.
I do.
You say like foreplay.
Like as far as like candles, maybe, music, just, you know, slip into something more comfortable.
So I learned a long time ago. I learned this a long time ago from a girlfriend communicating. I learned that if I want to get some good loving from her that night, start off in the morning. Just tell her at some point in the morning, damn, you looking good. Then call her at work and say, damn, I miss your ass. Like something like that. And then
the build up, the anticipation.
She come home, we ate or washed dishes and just walk up behind her and kiss her or something. Just all that. I'm trying to get it. Not at the moment, but I want it good later. So I'm kind of like seasoning it a little bit.
Okay. Marinating that pussy.
Yeah. So, and then
it's like a crock pot.
Yeah. And then later on when you go in. But that's, I've been setting the mood
put
all day.
Put the sauce on it, simmering on low.
Are you good at sending sex?
No, I don't want to talk about no sex in a text message.
Why? That's setting it up all day. What if she got to go to work and then?
The most I say in text is, I'm hella horny for you. Right now.
L'Oreal's favorite word.
The word horny.
I hate the word horny.
She was just saying that earlier. It
makes me cringe.
What word can you use in?
Turn me on. Anything but wet. Anything hard.
I'm hot for you, honey.
How about hella horny?
No.
Hella horny.
Super.
It turns me off, actually. Like, as soon as it makes me think of a little, like, white, nerdy kid.
It's 85 ways to say it.
I'm horny. Like,
I made a profession out of how many different ways you can say suck my dick. Yeah. You can say horny a lot of different ways.
See, suck my dick sounds way better than horny. It's amazing.
I can't wait for you to suck my dick. Sounds better than
like,
I'm horny.
Yes, yeah. That's yes.
But you could be with a girl who don't suck dick.
She's different.
It's the one word. I'm telling you that one.
I could be with a girl that don't suck dick.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yes, I could. She just got to.
I couldn't ever.
I couldn't be with her boyfriend. I could spend a weekend with her.
You can't.
No, we mean be with her. Like, you can't be her boyfriend, so that means you can't be with her. Like, you'll fuck her if she don't suck dick, but you can't make her your woman because she don't.
Hell
suck
no.
See?
Not in the house. Whatever.
You can't come in the house.
You can't come in the house.
No, I'm saying not in my living right. Home. Ain't
you
no dick
can't. Backyard.
Ain't no dick sucking in this house. No.
Ain't no dick sucking in this house. You got to go.
Oh, my God.
I will say, okay, let's say I absolutely love you.
Mm-hmm.
I fell in love with you regardless of your vow to never suck a dick. I'm going to say to you, I love you. Can I please have a dick sucker in my life?
Okay, so I'll be with you, but somebody got
to somebody
suck
call
dick.
Somebody to come
this
suck this dick.
This dick ain't going to suck itself.
I'm going to say, I love you.
Make a phone call, baby.
And you should be like, you love me? Like, my man loves head. I have to get him head.
I would do that for my man.
What if she's like, if you love me that much, you won't care about
give up
me.
Head?
Nah.
Damn,
I wouldn't fuck with
you should take
it.
A survey of all human beings and say, would you like to give up receiving oral sex and see what the answer is?
Mm. What if she has an allergic reaction to cum in her mouth and the doctor tells her you can't suck
Or what if she's just bad at it? What if she just can't get
practice
that
makes perfect.
If she had an allergic reaction to cum and pre-cum and anything, I'd be like, lick the side.
Okay.
Just lick the side and the balls.
Lick the balls because the balls
go
ain't coming.
From the balls up
make
to the
really
side and work your way back down.
Okay, I got one for you. I know a girl, and I thought it was so funny because she was a stripper who was showing me how the things she do at work to get dough, and she showed me the fake blowjob. That shit was kind of dope.
Oh, Gigi, you know about the fake blowjob.
Yeah, you know about
that. Gigi told us about this
a long time
ago.
She got on her knees, threw her hair over, and did some shit where her hand was, you couldn't see her face, and her hand was doing it, and it made
it. Mm-hmm. So fake blowjobs are fine with you.
If you didn't know shit.
Okay, wait, hold on.
Skills are skills.
Let's back up for a second. When you said she showed you.
She showed me the
she
technique.
She did it on you.
She got on her knees, flipped her hair over and showed me. She's like.
And it fooled you.
She was showing me verbatim. She's saying it. It's like an instructional video. She's saying,
like,
I'm doing this right now.
But it would have fooled you. Like you would.
You would really think it. If you was in a strip club drunk 4 in the morning and she gave you imaginary head, you would think you got your dick sucked.
Imaginary
head. Imaginary. No, I'm not going to lie. When
you got enough hair to do it.
For a female. So look, I was about to say for a female, like when I start getting tired. I start thinking of creative ways to make them think that I'm still doing it, but I take a little break. And I think that that's the equivalent.
And when you get tired, you got to know how to make a guy come a lot faster, too.
Exactly.
There's certain things you should do.
That's a guy giving head, and you just stop and just play with it for a little bit and catch your breath. Like, you do get tired.
Yeah, because sometimes you need a little break there.
Yeah, and I hate when guys be trying to prolong that shit. And you
like if you don't come,
you know you want to come.
In this
mouth. Mm-hmm.
But you got to give a
and
gesture.
And they be like, wait. No.
You got to make a move, man. You can't just sit there and wait. Is this nigga going to ever stop? You got to make a move.
You got to make a move.
Yeah, and love making, you got to do you. You can't. If it feels good to you, it probably feels good to the other person.
Now, how do you feel about women who make you wait?
Wait for sex?
Mm-hmm.
I do honestly believe that if a guy like me was dating you and we were platonic for like 3-4 months, you got to know I'm fucking. Like, I'm dating you, but I'm
fucking somebody. Right.
So clearly,
I can't even get through them 4 months without some relief.
Well, what's the longest relationship you ever been in?
Pushing on like 3 years.
3 years.
I never made it past three.
Wow.
I had a few 2.5s.
That's the 3-year itch.
Yeah. What's the problem?
Right. I was about to say.
Just like, all right, bitch, I ain't marrying you. Get the fuck on. How does that work?
Did you get bored?
Nope. I had a fun kind of career, kind of lifestyle, and I honestly to not lie. I mean, it was just fun. And then when you get to the point where we're expecting that we know what's going to be on the DVR, or we know what comes on at 8 o'clock, and we timing it so that we eat and shit and sit in front of a TV at home and watch this 8 o'clock show that's our favorite show, I start going, fuck.
That sounds like fun to me.
But you're like, no, I'm a grown up.
I love it.
I remember being in love and love making me watch 2 seasons of Sex in the City.
Oh my God, but you loved it.
I mean,
Sex
love,
in the City is good.
You could get into anything through fucking love. Shit, I make you watch fucking football, you know, whatever. If you didn't like
right, the bitch start rooting for your team, because I definitely have been
there. My boyfriend actually used to make me watch football with him, but every time I would do that, he would cook and be like, come over and watch football. I would fall asleep every single time.
Not me. I'll be there rooting like, go Raiders.
You know what else? I'm not the guy who is like, I'm watching the game. Stop. That's not me. I'm right. Like, fuck that game.
Let's go.
Oh, that's cool.
I'll be like, you turn the TV off. You can leave it on mute, whatever. Fuck about that game. We doing what we doing.
You ever thought about marrying anybody you've been with? Like, pictured it in your head?
I was engaged once.
Mm-hmm. And then?
And then we drove across country together.
And then you
realized you couldn't be with him.
But we were friends, though. We were really, really good friends. Long time before we decided to get married. Long time after. And it just didn't happen. I lived with 2 different women.
Mm-hmm.
And
life, that's it, just 2 women?
Neither one of those lasted longer than 6 months.
Oh. Is it you or is it them?
Definitely me.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely my choice of women, too.
So did you learn anything on couples therapy?
It didn't work, but it did. Because everybody was married. And they were like really like spilling some real shit on the table. And then I got the job like because somebody else...
He said, I got the job.
Up.
In other words, this shit wasn't no real shit. It was a job.
It was a job. Reality show.
It was a job. Because you had to check in and go to work. It was a job. But it was also therapy. It was really fucking therapy. And I really told the truth. And I really was like, I wasn't saying that I'm trying to work out a relationship. I was trying to say I'm trying to work out relationship issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I do know that if I was to find myself in a serious relationship, I would handle it a lot different than I did before that show.
Okay, that's good. So it did do something for you.
Yeah, but I wasn't at a place at that time where I'm like, you know, ready to commit.
I was surprised you did that. Like, what made you say I'm going to do couples therapy? Because I feel like a lot of times you are very private about your love life.
You take one guess, and then if you get a guess wrong, money. I'll tell you.
The check.
You pimp them.
No, they pay good. They pay
the
very
check
well.
Was great. It was a good check.
And
it was
I asked them, I said, is this fake? Like, because I didn't want to do fake TV. And they were like, no, it's real. And I was
it's
like,
real therapy.
All right, well, mine is fake.
Okay. I'm not going to lie.
It was like a paid vacation.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Literally, because it was at this house where like, it was all serene and shit and isolated. And you had to give
they
up
fed
your phone.
You, good and-
you had to give up your phone and your computer.
Mm-hmm.
You get 1 hour time a day on your phone and computer. And the rest was just like they had a program for you.
Did you think
like
you could have fell in love? Like
23 hours
while you were doing it?
Wait, I loved the person I did the show
Monica,
with.
Monica, right?
I love Monica. We were mm-hmm. we had did things and been together. It was a real relationship, but mm-hmm. I think we were both trying to see who each other was. Like right. It was a time where like it was on the fence. It could like I could fucking be with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, after the show, we started a business together, you know that?
Oh, that's dope.
What business?
It was called Magic Gate. It was like kind of looked like this a little bit. It was dope.
What is Magic Gate?
A studio?
It was a media facility.
Oh, okay. Oh, so that's good. So y'all did that. Then mm-hmm. what ended up happening with Magic Gate?
Magic Gate was like our baby. Like we mm-hmm. had a child. Then we got divorced. No, but it was it's a lifelong friendship. I can't say nothing bad about the experience.
All right,
I can't say nothing bad about her. I'm glad I would have not done that with anybody except her. Like I it would have probably been
a disaster. Yeah. You don't have any kids out there anywhere that you?
I don't know. There's some rumors.
But
I don't know. I don't know.
There's no potential kids running around.
My other nickname was Skeeter.
Skeeter? Oh my
God. The pullout king.
Yeah, but that don't work because there's, you know.
Pre-cum. You can get pregnant by pre-cum.
Yes, you can.
Well, it worked for me.
As far as you know.
I had good examples, though. I have friends who, I had two friends who were having a baby-making contest. I think they ended up at 11 and 12.
It was a for real contest? Person?
They started when they were like 16. They were like, I bet you can't make more babies than me.
What?
I have friends who...
That's awful. Did they take care of all their kids, though?
I don't know. I have friends who genuinely...
Who cares
that
about
means
that part?
No.
I have friends who genuinely like, my baby mama, my woman, I love you. Then that relationship ends, kids involved. Next baby mama step up.
Same
is my
thing.
Woman. She love me. I love her. But then, you know, we all in like our young 20s and shit. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching this unfold. And then it goes into two different things. It's like the baby mama, baby daddy wars. It's the court where the dude got to keep going to court. I mean, my homie scared me straight. Period, point blank.
So you're like traumatized.
They scared me straight. I had a couple of, you know, I had a girlfriend when I was 16, got pregnant, and we was too young to shed an abortion. I had a girlfriend when I was like 20-ish, 21. She had an abortion.
So you're not really the pullout king.
Yeah. That's when I was young.
Okay.
I didn't really... I got a girl pregnant when I was 25.
Mm-hmm.
And this is you want to hear the story?
Yeah. Yes, please.
This is what fucked me up.
I want to hear this tale.
It was about to be my 25th birthday. And 3 days before my 25th birthday, I had an accident that involved a fatality.
Oh,
and
wow.
My girlfriend was pregnant at the time. And after the accident, whatever, it was my birthday. I can't remember what chronologically how it happened. But we talked about getting married. And she's like, I don't want to have this baby out of wedlock. And I'm like 27, about to be 28. And I'm like, oh. I'm like, I'm thinking about moving to Atlanta. And she's like, I'm not going to Atlanta. I do not want to live in Atlanta. She seriously said that. She said, I read that the ratio is something like 15 to 1 women over men. And I'm not taking my man to Atlanta. She said, I'm not
That's
going there
fact.
With you.
That is
so,
a fact.
We talked about it. And it was like, no marriage, no baby. No, and I was like, I just don't want it. And I'm like, she was trying to talk about being an actress and stuff. And I was like, it's probably just not the right time. So we went through with the abortion. I remember it was my birthday. It was my actual fucking birthday. That's what I remember.
Damn.
And she wouldn't stop crying. It was the day after the abortion. She wouldn't fucking stop crying. And I kept saying, what's wrong? She just wouldn't stop crying. And she finally fucking said, I was pregnant with your son. I didn't want you to marry me just to have a baby. I just wanted you to say you wanted a baby. That Aww. Shit fucked me up for the rest of my life.
Wow.
So we went to the place, parked the car, went in. She said the whole time I was just waiting for you to say, no, I'm not fucking, like, come on. I didn't say it.
Damn, that's what
after that, I became the pullout king. After that, I was like, I'm not, this shit is devastating. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go in another Planned Parenthood. I don't want to hear another woman say that. Nothing. I just was like, trying hard not to have kids after that.
Yeah, because you felt that pain too that she felt.
So yeah, you know, I got fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all my fault.
Wow, and that's crazy because we were talking before you came here today about marriage and kids. And L'Oreal's like, she wants to get married before she has kids. She don't want to get pregnant, have a kid. And then, but I also feel like having kids isn't a reason to get married sometimes.
No.
I feel like lust is not a reason for marriage either.
Mm-hmm, right.
Like, I'm gonna marry the proud fucking luck. I feel like marriage should be a business.
What are married people at? They love.
it should be a business partially.
Well, nowadays, and that's what it is.
It is a business.
Beyonce, like, a even business, though they love
the
each
foundation
other.
Should be friendship,
mm-hmm.
and the fucking glue should be that we are gonna make this business work for us, our offspring.
What kind of women do you like?
All kinds.
Light, dark,
I don't
tall.
Have a type.
Learning
slim,
everything that
thick.
You've learned in your life and going through what you've gone through with mm-hmm. relationships. If Too Short had to say now, this is the kind of woman I could see myself with. Who is that woman?
Mm. Oh, speaking from experience.
Let's say she's a great business person, but she's a flat booty bitch.
The invasion of the flat
body
booty
parts
bitches.
Is not
on so the that cri- don't matter at
it's
all.
It's not in the criteria. Okay. I just don't like a man chest, like a flat chest.
Mm-hmm. A man chest.
You gotta have 32 B's at least.
Okay. What about implants? Does that matter to you?
I love some implants, and I was always bothered by them.
Wait, I'm confused.
Which one is it?
Do you like
you
it or not?
I'm a walking contradiction.
I love the woman with implants, and I was always bothered by
the fact that they weren't real.
That she probably they probably was so much better when they was little 34 B's.
Mm-hmm. She, well, what if they was 34 A's, 32 A's? Because you said 32 B's. So what if they didn't quite
that's
need
the
a
man
B?
Chest.
That's man
that's,
chest.
That's a white beater.
Right. So then she needs some implants.
Okay, I'm with you on that, but I'm just saying.
I mean, I'm just speaking from experience because I went from a 30 to a to now I'm a 34 double D. And
I think them double D's when you do that, I think they look really good, like cleavage and zippers and shit.
Cleavage and zippers.
You got to see what you get when that when them motherfuckers
that's
come
so,
out.
Cleavage
know, like,
and zippers.
Cleavage and zippers.
Even with those big old asses now, I remember the days when a big old ass was a big old ass, mm-hmm. and you go down to Georgia, Tennessee. Mississippi somewhere and go look at that big old ass. And now big old ass is like that the first real. Thing you know the first thing you say when you see a big ass is you think it's real,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's
maybe.
It
now yeah. the small asses are more rare
because you know that, like,
oh,
you know
look at that nice small ass
little booty.
They say nice but they say small ass. It is like you point out a small ass before a big one now.
I like to say I like my woman from the front.
Okay,
so
all right so I wanna, let's what, go through this what, criteria.
I really like, I'm into this whole thing, like you could have the best sex with the hottest person, and when you fall asleep and wake up, your first thought is, I got to get the fuck away from this person.
Mm. Oh my God, that's awful.
That's not awful, that's true.
And I'm just saying that's just an awful feeling to have.
But sometimes you wake up and go, hey, what's up?
Right.
And you just always like that person.
You want
like
breakfast?
Their little stinky breath don't ever stink to you. Nothing. The hair.
That's
is never...
what I say. Listen, when you love somebody, all the things that you could potentially not like in them, you love. But then mm-hmm. when you fall out of love, you hate those things.
Nah, it's true.
You'd be like, oh my God, he's so cute. He's snoring.
Cause I'm like,
I love listening to him snore and breathe all heavy. And then when you don't like him, you'd be like, shut the fuck up. I
cannot sleep. About to suffocate this motherfucker.
I think the sexiest shit in the world is just. Her in a t-shirt with fucked up hair. I like that shit.
Aw, that's sweet.
I'm saying.
Then, so you got to pay to get that hair done.
Right.
No, I love to see a woman put it
just
together.
Just regular.
And I love to see it get fucked all up.
Mm-hmm.
Equally.
Now, you also, by the way, did a porn. You weren't naked in it, though. I know, you weren't naked in it, but you did have a porn.
They got some behind the scenes stuff I was doing. Yeah, so they tried to get me in it.
Get in where you fit in. Were you tempted?
Yeah, we were... We were actually indulgent mm-hmm. off camera.
Off camera. Was it some footage that they took that you were like, oh, we got to cut that out?
I think they did have it, but that was before the new day, so it probably got clipped.
So it's like, out there somewhere.
Hopefully not.
It don't matter.
Oh.
So there's no
stage fright?
Mm-hmm. No stage fright or nothing like...
You know what? At the moment where they was trying to get me to be involved, it was like... Porn stars like Mr. Marcus right there banging the shit out of some chick. And I'm like, I rap.
Right.
I'm not gonna be in a dual scene. I'm banging her, he banging her. Me against Mr. No.
This competition isn't gonna work.
I'm not even, because he can't rap.
Yeah, rap.
Now, we don't know if Mr. Marcus can rap. Mr. Marcus has been on lip service too,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah.
He can't rap like I rap. I'm just saying.
That's a fact.
So you
can't fuck like he fucks, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Not on camera.
Maybe.
And I don't want to be on camera.
On
like
camera.
I know about the professional side of porn. And you're not fucking for pleasure.
Right.
You're fucking for what, you have to fuck for what the camera sees.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if you're a good porn star, you're fucking for the camera.
You would be a good porn star because you can come and go. And come and go. You said that you can come and keep on going.
But I'm not with the angles. I'm not with the uncomfortable angles. I'm in that shit so far in it that I'm doing some shit that the camera can't see.
9 inches all the way in it.
Like literally you can't, porn stars like to fuck the real way in their personal lives.
Okay, so not in, but when
porn stars don't fuck like porn stars when they having regular sex.
Camera fucking is a job.
Porn kind of messes up real life sex?
Watch a porno one day and watch one of the porn stars tilt the other one. like they might be doing it wrong, and they
now
adjust.
Now move them.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Move their hair out the way.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Oh. You feel like people have unrealistic expectations of sex if they learn how to have sex from porn?
Well, I learned a lot of shit from porn. I had a girlfriend. I was probably 19. She was probably like 12th grade. We were young love. And we used to, this back in the days when it was all insecurity. And we used to feel like we didn't know how to do shit like oral sex right. So we would literally like watch pornos for instructionals and we would mimic what they did.
Together?
Yeah.
That's actually kind of hot.
But we weren't watching it for like, oh, that turns me on. We were like, okay,
how did you do that
to me? I want you to do that to me. And he's like, okay, let's try it.
Right, let's try it.
You remember the first time you ate pussy?
The first time I ate pussy, I was about, 23, 24.
Damn, you waited late.
No, let me get that. I was about 22.
Okay, he's like, let me clean that up. That's still kind of late.
22, and I was not against it, but it goes to the Taurus shit you were saying earlier. So I was like, we got to do this. We just can't do this shit. So we had this technique.
Soak that ass in the water.
We had to take a bath together.
Take a bath.
Literally, the ritual was.
Ritual. You was bobbing for apples.
You wash mine, I wash yours.
Uh-huh.
Then we get out and we do it one at a time. It was never doing a 69, nothing like that. It was like, and it was about pleasure. It was about pleasure in each other and not so much as enjoying the act of doing it.
Were you good at it?
I learned.
So, like, did she come that time? Or?
I didn't really know how to eat pussy until the night I was,
He remembers the night.
Yeah, oh, no, I remember the night very vividly. I was in a hotel room. It was two homies and, like, 8 chicks. And we all came from a club. And I remember I fucked a girl in the bathroom. And it was, like, a little after party thing going on. And people were, like, partially nude and just hanging out and smoking and drinking. And everybody started falling asleep. I was sleeping on the end of the bed. There's probably some girls in the bed. And it was two girls at the foot of the bed. And they had clearly made it known earlier that they were girlfriend, whatever. It was you know, mm-hmm. LA. And everybody was asleep. It was falling asleep. The mood was dying. And these girls started kissing. And I'm like not awake in the sense of they know I'm up and what. I'm just like laying there chilling. And they just kissed for like, I would say they kissed for 10 minutes. Mm. A tongue kiss. Like I'm spilling my drink. I'm getting so.
They must have had big rings.
Take them back.
I really need a napkin now.
Where'd it go?
So this kiss turned into like foreplay.
The ultimate kiss.
So now I'm watching this little show at the foot of the bed. So then it turns into like, they getting down now.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew one girl as a friend and the other one I didn't know, her girlfriend. So I watched what she did and I watched that shit. And in my mind, at the time, a lesbian needed a dick mm-hmm. at some point.
Strap on or something.
You need a dick.
Get the strap. Yo.
But I watched this girl drive this girl crazy.
With no dick.
With no dildo, no dick, no nothing. She was in a frenzy. So the next day, I was like, hey, how'd you do that shit?
She's
like, what? I was like, I was watching last night. I'm like, how do you fuck a girl like that without a dick? And she said that guys tend to kiss your lips, suck your titties, suck your clit, and get on and stick it in. She's like, girls make love to your whole fucking body. And then I thought back and I was like, she did fucking kiss. It took her forever to get down there.
Right. The anticipation.
And I decided I was going to be a lesbian with a dick. I know you heard guys say this before.
You're a lesbian with a dick.
But I wasn't doing it like, oh, my pussy eating skills. I was just doing like my attentiveness towards a woman's body when making love. It just changed. I was in my 30s when I figured that shit out, but it changed my game to not just lips, titties, clit, stick it. Mm-hmm. It changed the game. So.
And on that note, look.
He just came on himself.
it's an effect. You can edit it so it looked like that happened.
I feel like it's so crazy because, like, ever since I was really young, my sisters used to listen to you. Mm-hmm. And I was literally, like, 7 years old singing Call Me with Little Kim.
Little Kim's verse is nasty.
Exactly. And I knew all the words. And I think I got in trouble one time because I was rapping them. And my mother walked in, and I'm like, plane touchdown at 11:45. She like,
what the fuck? I'm like sucking dick and pussy. And she like, what the fuck are you saying? Like, when the I tell you I got in so much trouble.
That's the favorite Too Short story.
That she listen, didn't know what she was saying.
Too Short ass whooping.
I did not know what the fuck they was talking about. I was like, you 7 years old. I was just singing whatever I'm hearing.
You know how many Too Short ass whooping stories I've heard?
I'm so sure.
Whoop.
You think that Too Short, like right now, I mean, obviously we know you have the new third out of fourth tape out right now. And you have the last album coming, which is, that's going to be your last album for real, your 20th album. Because you've retired before, so.
It'll be like my third retirement.
Okay.
I don't know.
At least you keep it real. But, you know, you're still raw and uncensored. Do you think that people are so sensitive now? Because it didn't used to be like that.
Well, you got to kind of, you can't kill the entertainment. You can't kill it. You can't stop making funny movies with insensitive jokes. It's just
because people are sensitive.
Yeah, it's just the way it is, so. You can't kill comedy. I love going to comedy clubs. The first thing you're going to do in a comedy club is it's just pure humiliation on top of humiliation. And towards society, towards individuals, towards stereotypes, they just shit on everything.
Mm-hmm. And it's hilarious.
And I love to be that way in my music. So I'm not going to stop. Certain things are conscious now that weren't before. Like, that, you know, you want to not say certain things now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a song that me and E-40, we talked about it. The cook was, I'm going to kill that pussy like OJ.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
We didn't put it out. We thought about it. We talked about it. We talked about the ramifications, the ups and downs. And it was right.
When it happened.
When he got paroled.
Oh, that hook was fire, though. That might have been the number one.
My theory was, this is a terrible thing to do right now.
Right.
But boy, they love it. His thing was like, What we got to live up to after that? Like, what does that say about us legacy wise? You know, even like right now, like, it was right. OJ got out right before me too. Ooh. So that would have been a little blemish for us to have a song.
Mm-hmm.
I'ma kill that pussy like OJ. Hard ass beat. But we buried it.
Do you address things like, we know that recently you had these allegations against you. The charges were dropped. Mm-hmm. You never actually got charged.
No, I was not charged.
Yeah, you did not get charged. This woman said that you sexually assaulted her, raped her, but then you had these text messages that were showing that you guys were actually in a relationship, somewhat. Or
It wasn't a relationship. It was just, it purely was...
It was sexual.
It was an artist I was trying to help out, and I don't know why I went that way, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know why. It was before me, too. It was, and she came up and said, you know, lies.
She said
me.
She was a virgin. You took a virgin.
Yeah. And then TMZ ran a story about this Too Short investigation. But my cousin works for the DA, and there was no crime, no nothing. No, I never got investigated or questions or nothing. So I feel like after the Me Too came out, that's when the lawsuit came. And I just felt like, you know.
Bandwagon.
It's a touchy subject because people see that headline at first and they're like, oh, she accuses him.
And you don't even read the story. You just go, he got charged with rape. Mm-hmm. And it was right. No rape charges. It was no LAPD. It was no...
They decided there wasn't enough evidence to charge.
I don't know.
You.
I'm telling you, mm-hmm. I went and did with my lawyers everything to find out. I was solely... Like, people wanted me to speak on it. Mm-hmm. And I was being told, this is a very legal situation.
Right.
So deal with that. Don't go out running your mouth and typing with your thumbs and stuff. So I just hushed up and let the legal process play itself out, mm-hmm. which was, first and foremost, dealing with, is there a problem with LAPD? Is it, you know? And I had all my shit in order, ready for the moment. If they ever came to me, I had text messages, emails, a video of us having a conversation about it where, you know, it was false. It was a false accusation. And when the lawsuit came out, the story changed even more. And I just, you know, I eventually had to file a countersuit, and we just, that's where we are right now. So,
right. Oh, so you have a countersuit going on right now.
I
for
just
defamation?
Filed it like a couple of weeks ago, but I had to, like, it was the things that were being said. It, like, I literally lost money off this situation,
right?
And I don't know about anybody else's situation, but I had people like the day of the show go, oh, never mind, we don't want you on our show.
Damn. Right.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's when it's not funny, you know, that's when it's not a game. It's like, you know, you really gonna go there. So I don't know, right now. A couple weeks ago, I was like in a situation where it could have been some late night fun. I was like, I don't know when I'm going home.
Right. Yeah, you got to be careful now.
Yeah, you
got
to be careful.
I don't got no NDAs on me right now.
Yeah, the way the media is with like black men nowadays, it's like all you have to do, it could be the anybody that just says anything and they just take it and run with it and try to ruin reputations and careers of Black men that have been doing this forever with no negative nothing against their name.
I know about the new phone feature.
What's that? What's that records?
No, you pull out your phone. I pull out my phone. We do it like this.
Uh-huh.
And it's an app. And it goes bam, and we just agreed that we're gonna have sex.
No, there's not. Get out of here.
It's a sex contract.
I never heard of what? That. That is not no damn app.
A sex contract.
Consensual sex.
That is not true. But you know, it is hard because there's also a history of women being in situations where they're pressured or forced into doing things.
Right.
And so it is. It's a hard thing. But I do feel it's important that if somebody says something about you that's not true, to actually for men. To go ahead and file that counter.
They don't
and all
put it
that.
Out there, though.
Well, on the positive side, though, like not just on that note of my situation, but just in general, things are happening where you think for, on one end, is this some kind of witch hunt? But on the other end, you know for a fact that all throughout these offices,
it does happen in real life.
Men, you know, men have been, you know.
And so it's hard as a woman to be like, I don't believe her. Because, you know, that happens to women all the time when it's true. And then people are like, I don't believe her.
Well, everybody, it seems like, is guilty, especially like I said, when it's a Black man, he's automatically guilty. Now, when the story comes out or whatever, like in your case, where it wasn't true, you know what I mean? Where's the reports that is like, it wasn't untrue. True, right. This bitch is a liar.
Those headlines don't get
that's what I'm
it.
Saying.
They don't get clicks.
Well, let me ask you this. What do you think about R. Kelly and his whole situation with these women? Does he have a sex cult? He says these women are of age and they're consensual and he's in relationships. And all of that. What do you think about the whole R. Kelly situation?
I don't know about R. Kelly right now. I really don't know.
I don't know. It's your opinion from what you've read, just like what we've read.
Right.
R. Kelly was on Jive Records for a lot of years.
Mm-hmm.
I was on Jive Records for a lot of years. I was signed to Jive Records when R. Kelly married a 15-year-old.
Mm.
And I mean, I don't know what else to say.
Right.
She was probably 14 when they was in the studio working together. So. Mm.
So all this time, since you were on Jive Records.
You know what they did back then? They said, you got to annul this marriage. It can't happen. But he married a tenth grader.
Child.
He's a grown-ass man. So that
married a tenth grader.
So you know he has a problem, regardless. No matter, even if some of these women are...
I don't know what you want to call it, but I'm just saying those are the facts.
That's a fact. Right.
You know that for a fact.
Mm-hmm.
That happened.
Was it the 90s?
So that's not necessarily criminal behavior, but... And that doesn't,
oh, that is criminal behavior.
Not if it's...
Underage.
Not if the parents gave him. I don't know. I don't know what happened. But I know one thing, whatever you evolved to now... There have always been these flags of like something's going on.
It's been something going on.
And nobody ever stopped it.
You know? I personally I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I like grown ass women that look young. They look young.
Okay.
Like baby face, but I don't want no
baby.
Kid.
No little
right.
kid.
You know? I don't
that
know.
Shit is weird.
So I don't know. I don't know if he's that guy. I know his story is an amazing story of how he came up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with stinging at the train station and all that. And his songs are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're going to mute R. Kelly, you're going to mute 12 Play?
Yes.
Can y'all mute R. Kelly?
12 Play was the age.
If you mute R. Kelly, just don't mute 12 Play.
That's what he literally meant, 12 Play.
Play with 12-year-olds.
Play with 12-year-olds.
That's what he meant. It's sad. I know we shouldn't be laughing, but that shit is... I think he did what he's doing now with having a girl out with him and everything. I think he's doing that, obviously, for
damage
like...
Damage control
as fuck. It's like, come on, the person was up on you. They was either with you... Or something. They wasn't in all them stores with you and you ain't stopped them.
From filming.
Exactly.
That's why I'm not a pimp. For that very reason. Because you get in these situations and, you know, a scoring hoe. My career would have been over a long time ago if I was trying to be a pimp.
I got two brothers that's in jail right now serving 20 and 22 years for being pimps.
For real?
Some scoring hoes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, my little sister got locked up for the pimping the bitch too. The bitch said she kidnapped her and everything.
And that's a real charge.
Yeah.
They human fucking trafficking.
One of them got human trafficking for the reasons for sex or whatever. And the other one got child pornography because he posted the girl pictures on Backpage and she was only 16.
Yeah, you can do that.
Or Craigslist or whatever.
Transporting girls across state lines.
For the purpose of prostitution. Yep.
So, I'm smart enough to stay away from that too.
Good. You made a lot of smart decisions in your life.
Right.
I was young and dumb. I mean, young and dumb is fun.
Young and dumb is fun. Young
said,
dumb and full young
like,
dumb and full
of cum.
So that's that. You know, I always tell the OGs, I'm like, quit being hard on the youngsters, man, because we all was young and dumb. Like, quit trying to tell them what to do because they're gonna figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you gotta give the game up, but at the same time, you gotta stumble through life a little bit.
You think about having kids now? Like, do you want to?
I definitely want to. I definitely want to. I would love to have a family. I would love to have a family at this point because it's out of my system, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, also, everything's out of your system. So you ready to settle down?
I'm not looking for the next young hot thing to walk in the room now.
Wow. Okay.
What do you mean, wow?
No, I'm just saying.
So you'll be faithful, like in a faithful, committed relationship right now.
With one person, monogamous for the rest of your life.
And she's sucking dick.
As long as she's sucking dick, I might could be faithful.
And I would prefer if my woman had an appetite
for women.
For a little vagina on holidays.
With guys.
On holidays.
Some guys don't.
I had a guy break up with me.
Some
guys don't. I had a guy break up with me because he found out I was eating pussy.
Really?
Yeah. So, he actually caught me. And he was like,
on that note,
bitch. Bitch.
I've been looking for her now.
Now, you also haven't minded, as we know, being the side dude, right? Being with a woman that actually has a man.
Me?
Yeah, you could be the side dude.
I've never, ever, well, yes, I have once, but.
I was about to say that he
knew. That's a straight no, hell no, hell no. I'm not fucking with somebody else's woman. So look.
But you have.
Well, on the cases I have, one time I had a relationship with a fireman's wife. And I believed her story. The fineness might have made me believe it. I believed her story that she was a nurse and he was a fireman and their obligation to their schedules pulled their marriage apart.
Okay.
And literally, I had sex with her in her house that she lived in with her husband. She said, we are roommates. He can bring his girlfriend over. We have decided to no longer.
Yo. And Mike attacked him.
Yeah.
Give him some more Don Julio.
That was the spirit of her husband. He probably just popped him out of nowhere like, how do you agree to that damn deal? That was her. That was her ass lying to you. So yeah, that was conscience free. I wasn't guilt free.
Yeah, you fucked and said, you weren't nervous. Like, what if he comes home? That's a weird situation. Then,
on another occasion.
I would hate to hear the story of two children
hanging out a window.
I was a young cat and I was attracted to this, very, very rarely attracted to an older woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she lived 3 hours away from where I lived. And Jesus, we decided.
Right. That's some good pussy if you going 3 hours.
No, I wasn't going 3 hours. We decided
good
that.
Dick.
This nice little, quaint little dope ass hotel was exactly an hour and a half drive from each of us.
Okay, we met halfway.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
She had a husband.
Damn. Now, what if she would have said, I'll leave him?
They didn't go there. But these are the reasons why I'm not married, though.
Like, he's like got trust issues.
Like, you pull up to my car, you pull up to my house in the Benz with rims, jump out. I'm like, whose car is that? It's my boyfriend's. I'm like, damn.
Mm.
Then you got to leave at 5:30 in the morning. Damn. Mm.
So you ain't like being the side dude, really.
I feel like it's too many women in the world to share.
Some guys like that, though. So just like some women like being
I mean, rappers like it because all rappers share. Rap about is fucking each other's bitches.
All the time. And that's what they do.
What's your bitch? What's your bitch?
And they mad at you if you was dating somebody and she used to fuck with or was fucking with another rapper?
A guy like me cannot hold things like that against my woman because of my past.
Right. Sheesh, I would hate to have that sit down with Too Short. Like, all right, so let's go through everything.
Through our list.
sit down.
If you were having that sit down, right? And you were with a woman and she was like, okay, sit down. Before we date, I need us to go through, you know, certain things in our lives that might be necessary for us to discuss and get it all on the table right now. What would you say in that conversation?
I said, I did a lot of fucking in my life, but had major, major spurts of being with like the one I love. So it wasn't like a lifelong of just slut whore tramping and shit. And I made it out on the other side and basically, you know.
I'm ready.
How many women you been in love with?
Is that an in love question or how many women have I told I love you?
Oh, let's do
you both.
One versus the other.
Yeah.
Right. Let's hear that.
First of all, what you said was the beginning of a verse, though. I did a lot of fucking in my life. If you don't make that the first bar.
Okay.
You need some more Don Julio?
Not yet, no.
Oh, okay.
I forgot the question.
We were talking about how many women you've been in love with and how many women you've told you love.
Versus,
I think I've been in love a handful of times. Like, really fucking love. Like, from my youth to this very moment, I think I've been in love.
What's a handful? Like five?
Yeah, five.
About 5 times.
But about 5, I fucking love you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been like, I love falling in love. That's very different from being in love.
Okay, so you like the whole process.
Like the
sounds like you like the beginnings of relationships.
Fuck yeah. Like the moment when you go, when I was young, I wanted to hear that shit. And once I heard it, I was like, I'm gonna call you later. That's not funny.
Why would you do that, though?
I'm gonna call you later.
It was the process of falling in love. I don't know, man. I feel bad about it now.
Yeah, because it's kind of wrong.
Yeah, I feel like karma or something. I'm so terrified right now of everything. Mm. I feel like these landmines are just waiting on me. And I'm,
Man, we want to put Too Short in therapy.
He already did that. He said it works. Would you recommend people to do that, though, before they get into, like, or say before they get married, to sit down with a therapist, or because of what you learned from?
I think a relationship coach at some point, it couldn't hurt. Because the thing that couples do, like that song, Can You Stand the Rain? That's my issue. I can't stand the rain. Aww. That when it gets bad, can you hang around? The storm is going to pass.
Mm-hmm. But during the storm, is you gonna stand there and endure it?
A lot of us run during the storm. Yeah, fuck this ain't this shit.
Talk about that.
But if you just weather the storm out, it gets better after each. You know?
But I also feel like if you're really in love and it gets bad and you do that, you're gonna come back. Have you ever tried to come back and it was too late?
I know how to make one tear come out.
Just one though.
It's never too late. You get that
one tear.
Hold your eyes open for a long ass time. Don't blink for a long ass time and say something really serious until it water up.
That tear worked. though.
Every guy knows how to not blink.
I'm not going to lie, man. I do not like when guys cry in front of me over relationships.
That's why you only get one fucking tear.
I don't believe the shit anyway.
You can't cry. You got to have a
tear. And now I really don't believe it.
Because you close your eyes open?
Yeah. If I see a guy and he trying to cry and he not blinking at all now.
Just say, blink, motherfucker.
Yeah. I need you to blink.
They're like,
and I don't believe you.
No, Too Short told me about your ass.
Blink when you talk like that to me.
When rumors are this juicy, does it even matter if they're true? Gossip is the first ever comedic soap opera podcast from the mind of actor and comedian Alison Araskin. Alison is also a New York Times bestselling author and co-creator of the Just Between Us YouTube channel. In Gossip, three unlikely friends, Valerie, Mia, and Bethany, meet each week at the Golden Cup Coffee Corner to dish about the latest rumors floating around their not-so-traditional suburban town, Golden Acres. There's infidelity and epic fights, crazy sisters and former bachelorettes, girls going missing, and murder. Maybe even a serial killer priest. And each week you'll learn more about the three women's juicy past as the story unfolds. If you're a fan of shows like Jane the Virgin, Desperate Housewives, or Big Little Lies, you'll love Gossip. Get in on the rumors now before you are left out. Listen to episodes 1 and 2 of Gossip now on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your shows.
Now, what's too freaky for you? Like, what's something that somebody's done that you have to be like, chill the fuck out, bitch?
When I was young, this girl told me to stick my dick in her ass, and it was like a difficult process, and I didn't want to do that ever again.
What? But you did it.
Ever again, no.
And that's the only time you did it.
He said ever again.
Ever again.
It didn't work.
Oh, you couldn't get it in.
It just didn't work.
I was like, what's the...
You got soft or...
I just kept thinking, you're going to shit out of there later.
Yeah.
Is shit going to come out on my dick when I put my dick out?
I couldn't do it. I draw a line with that fucking, like, that super acrobatic shit, like, swinging on shit. I'm like, look, watch this.
That sounds fun.
He's a tourist.
Swinging.
There's a different style of, like... I don't know, you make love to a person and not like this over antics and shit. Like you watch fucking, sometimes you like watch like the soft porno and then dudes be doing that with the shoulders.
Like, with the shoulders.
Hip in that shit and just get it. Like, there's a solution to all that wild shit. And it's just like, get in there and just grind and just work on it.
Mm-hmm. He did grind a little just now, by the way.
He did.
Well, you know, signed a sex contract.
He did a pelvic thrust when you said get in there. Just a slight one.
Now, we do have some people that wrote in some questions, so I'm going to ask you some of them. Okay, my ex broke up with me and started to date a girl I know. He also been talking to his ex-girlfriend that he loves very much still. I attempted everything to get back with him, but I came to the conclusion that I will never get to him. He got so disrespectful. I just want to get over him. Please give me some tips to get over my ex. I can never be with him. He hurt me beyond repair. But she can't get over it. How do you get over somebody?
You got to fuck up. She got to fuck up.
You got to level up.
No, she's got to fuck up. Like, you got to, not his friend or nothing. Because they'd be like, they'd be pounding, talking about we both had her. No, you got to fuck up. You know, you marry up.
Right.
You got to get up
with somebody better and then post it on the gram.
Yeah, you got to let him know the new one is longer, better, richer. You got to do it. It's like dudes who date the baddest bitch. It's almost like you just sealed your fucking own grave. because
you can't do nothing better.
You're never going to be able to walk up on her with a badder bitch because she's the baddest bitch. Mm. Like you. She's always going to have that snicker when she see you. Like, that's what you got after me. So she got to fuck up.
Okay, that's good advice. I'm going to tell her.
If you don't fuck up, you fucking up.
If you don't fuck up, you fucking up. All right, here's the next one.
Fuck up. Fuck it up. Fuck it up.
All right, I have a question. I've been seeing this girl for a long time and she means a lot to me. But recently we broke up and she got back with her ex, which I believe is a terrible mistake. I'm not good at putting good information into emails. I wonder if it's possible to give me a call. Oh, we're not going to call this person. Okay, so can he hate on this situation? Him and his girl broke up. She got up back with her ex. He thinks it's a mistake. Should he say something or should he mind his business?
He should realize, look in the mirror and say, nigga, you was the breakup dick. And she got back with him. He was the breakup dick. Like, you get back together, you know, I got a confession too. I fucked somebody.
Right. Like on the shot.
You're that somebody.
You was that dude. Let it go, man. He might have been hitting it the whole time too.
Oh, that's
very true.
That's a fact. Mm-hmm. He never really break up.
Yeah. He never really broke up.
I know that's
really
happened to me before.
She wanted to get back that little, I'm gonna come over.
Do you feel bad for being the breakup dick though?
I would way more, and way more times in my life I've been the breakup dick than the fucking side dick.
Like, you're the rebound guy.
Oh my God. Like, just that I need to fucking have a good time.
Right.
I've been that dude. I fucked the girl that's about to get married next weekend.
Oh, she's like, shit.
I need to send off fucking. I'm like, here you go.
What's her name? Nice, we gotta warn this guy.
No, I'm just
joking. Too late.
I know she was from Nashville.
Everybody who got married in Nashville.
Don't do it.
Too short.
You saw your girl post a picture with too short. You already know what it is.
9 inches.
Do you have any rules about like people taking pictures with you? Because I know sometimes with social media, people make up all kinds of stories.
Nah, I'm with all the fake shit, all the bullshit, all the
Ring, I'm used to it, right?
I mean, I'm to the point now, it's like, I take politically incorrect pictures, opposite gang members, fucking whatever the fuck. I'm gonna be honest with you, like, a big thing now is like gay dudes be like, t-shirt, take a picture. I'm like, I'm not gonna take it. Nah, you gay, take a picture. I'm take a picture, like, but just don't hug me.
Right.
Take a picture.
Just don't
whatever.
Hug me. Fist bump. It just
come to that.
Yeah, it just is what it is.
Yeah, fans love your music. Mm-hmm. You love your fans in return. You fucking, you know, the fans support you. You support the fans.
All right, here's another question. I'm in a long-term relationship and we live together, but we've been having disagreements regarding the amount of sex we have. Mm. Okay, she said, here's some insight. I'm a 37-year-old black woman, full-time job and mother of 5. I also help out with grandchildren. She has grandkids too. Mm-hmm. Now, he's a 47-year-old black man, works full-time and goes to the gym 4 to 5 nights a week after work, night owl, and likes to stay up late. He wants to pretty much do it almost every day. We usually end up having sex 3 to 5 nights a week and sometimes multiple times in one night. I'm good with that, but he gets all irritated and annoyed if I don't want to do it every night or if I wake up anywhere from 1 to 4 a.m. to get buns. Waking me up in the morning will get you cussed out. So frustrating. I need a way to compromise. Are most people getting it in every day? Am I being unreasonable or is he?
Sounds to me just like it's just not the sexual compatibility,
right?
As far as the thirst for it, the hunger for it. Just, I don't know how you could, people are like that. Like, I could not invest myself in a non-sexual being, you know?
But she's still having sex 3 to 5 nights a week.
Her sex drive is not as high as his. So
right,
therefore,
and he wants
they
to
don't
wake
match
her
up.
I'm not going to lie. Don't wake me up trying to have sex when I got to work in the morning.
You can't give me a one-off and be like, all right, then go to sleep. Like, I'm...
Oh, yeah, you're the energy.
Yeah, he's
like
coming, he's the come and keep going.
Oh, what? No.
I love when I have sex with a guy, he comes and falls asleep. Because it makes you feel like you really did something.
Yeah, I could see that. But he got to wake
like
back
I accomplished
up.
Some shit. He's knocked out.
For 10 minutes, and then he got the wake
he
right back up.
It's
like TKO.
With the dick on your butt.
Oh, yeah,
like
that's
this.
What I need. He got to wake back up.
See, I get up every single morning at 4. I barely sleep. You can't really wake me up to... And I understand her, because she's got 5 kids. She's got a full-time job. Sleep is probably
grandkids.
Rare. She's got grandkids.
He was fucking getting into.
That's why they got 5 kids, because they fucking every day.
Like, literally, it's really hard to get what you want consistently out of a woman with 2 kids. It's just a responsibility. You can't be up all night. You got to on point. It's a job. So, you know, I understand married people with the family and the kids and how they, you know, you work and you're tired and you're dealing with the kids. And
so what advice would you give her?
I would be like, if you want to keep him.
Then you're going to have to step your cookies up.
Wake that pussy up.
For real.
Give him a hall pass. Hell no.
She
no,
obviously doesn't want to fuck, so she might as well.
She's having sex 3 to 5 nights a week, sometimes multiple times. She just can't do it.
She's not enough.
She need to learn how to hit up Lord.
You don't have five kids.
And just do one of these.
You gotta do it every day.
She just need to do one of these from the side while she's still asleep.
Yeah, gotta be something. You have to. I'm not gonna have
to sleep.
He's gonna fuck something.
She
that's
learn
the whole
how to
point.
Multitask.
First of all,
at the same time.
You remember the part about he work out at the gym every night?
Yeah,
that means oh, that's AKA.
He working out all right. He please.
He put the dick in Nina.
He got out every night to be like, I was at the gym. Whatever.
I just think that if she's having sex, like, okay, say she said 3 to 5 nights a week, he wants it every day. I do feel like 5 nights a week is a good compromise.
That is a, that's,
I commend that nigga for going.
And multiple times a day.
I commend that nigga for going inside 5-time baby mama pussy repeatedly and wanting more and more. That just sounds like swimming in the ocean to me. I don't know. I'm just, I don't know.
Oh my God.
I don't know. It just sounds like.
It snaps back.
I know, I know. I do
swimming
know.
In the ocean.
I do know this.
I know, I know.
Do you care about if a woman has kids or not? Like when you're dating?
No, I love the fact that a woman could give life. I love that shit.
So let's say she has kids, right? And she wants to, you know, introduce you to the kids. How soon does that happen?
How soon should it happen? A woman should know she feels a certain way about a man before she wants to show her kids that energy with that man, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like she got to be secure with that thing she's doing before they see it, because they're going to interpret it as mama's friend. You know, they're going
to... Right.
It's either going to bother them or it's going to really, like, you know,
or
make
gonna
them
get
like,
attached.
I like mama's new friend.
What if the kid's like, Daddy Short?
Not what they call you, Uncle Short. Uncle Short.
I am that nigga. I'll sit a little nigga out, though, on the couch. Like, nigga, you going to fall asleep if I fall asleep. I'm about to fuck your mama tonight.
No.
We play this video game
all night.
He be giving you the out. I know what you about to do face too.
Right. I mean shit, I was a little nigga, I knew a nigga came over to take my mama out. I'm like, nigga, it's a problem, bro. I'm not never going to sleep.
Nigga stay until 5 a.m. What's up? You like the
here?
Breakfast Club? Me too. Let's tune in.
You think you're better at sex now than you were when you were younger?
I think we all are.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Don't we get better?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes people have a higher sex drive.
I say this to young people and they like, it's this misconception you have in your youth that aging is the worst.
It's
but
not.
What happens is you get older and you get your shit in order.
Yeah,
like you start figuring how to do you. And then you start living better, like better, like smart. Listen, better.
Yes.
And everything is better. Like, your choices get better. Your lovers get better.
That's
so
true.
You just I'm like, you should embrace death. Getting older. You shouldn't be trying to
stay young forever.
Change yourself to look younger or pretend. You should be like, I'm fucking 40. Yeah. Right.
And take care of yourself and you'll be fine.
Yep.
I think it's important to, you know.
I'm 52. My 40s was fun as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
So I wish the same for any of you.
I'm looking forward to my 40s.
It's what you're going to make it. When you want to be old and out of it, that's going to be your choice. You can do that at 28. I know some 20-something year olds that tapped out already.
That's old and out of it.
And they look like it, too.
Old and out of it.
Now, how often do you masturbate?
Once a day, at least. So it's like push-ups.
Yeah. You got to get that dick pumped up.
Drop and give me 25.
I've heard women say, I try not to masturbate because I'll fuck around and call in sick for work.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
Like, if I start, I can't ever stop.
You can't stop, right?
Is that true?
I've had days where I've masturbated for hours and hours
yeah,
and hours.
Me.
Good Lord.
Like 4, 5, 6 hours at a time.
I'm like, shoot that one.
4, 5, 6 hours of just, masturbating?
Yeah.
She love her.
Shit, you go back to it. You don't just
yeah,
go
just
for
don't keep
hours.
Going. Like, you just,
I was like, go back
like,
and go back
like,
and go
right,
back.
You'll be like, all right, I'm going to go get something to eat. Matter of fact,
properly, you get one. Then later on, you get another one. Then later on, fuck, do this shit again. Then later on, you're like, about to do this shit.
Yeah. It make me feel guilty though. Like, I feel like I gotta pray.
Hours and hours and hours.
No, I really be feeling dirty. Like,
and
oh my God, I just masturbated.
Go get a glass of wine.
Roll
light
a
candle.
I love me.
And fuck the shit out of you.
Listen.
Fuck the shit
out of you. And don't stick your pointy ass fingernails in your vagina.
I can't do it.
Don't cut yourself.
Trust me, I'm not masturbating, guys.
I was listening to something. They said your sexual, like, peak or whatever is 36. Like, Once you turn, not saying that that's the best it's going to get ever, but at 36, that's when you have, like, start having the best sex of your life, mm-hmm. and then it continues on.
Oh, yeah.
But they're saying 36.
For women, that's a good number.
Women, sorry.
Men is like 15, 16, right out the gate.
Oh, my gosh, you didn't know what you was doing.
I know, but
you definitely did not have it all down.
You remember the first time you got your dick sucked?
Shit. First blowjob. I really don't remember my first blowjob.
Damn.
I remember.
It wasn't that remarkable then. Because I feel like guys remember the first time, like, they came.
All my teenage years was like, I was being educated. I had a lover who was a year older than me, and she was like, feels good, but you don't know what the fuck you're doing. And I was like, show me what to do. And she was like, move like this. I was always learning. I had a girlfriend, Latrice, and her mama had a waterbed.
Oh my God.
The wavy was super wavy.
He was waving.
And we used to practice. Like, surfboard? It was like.
Yeah, I was surfing.
Like, I was like, I don't know how to fuck my girlfriend right. And she was like, yeah, I know. I'll be feeling. We was friends. It was like, well, let's practice on each other.
Oh my God.
So we practiced so we could be better for other people.
Oh, that's why your boyfriend shouldn't have no girlfriend.
Uh huh.
Told y'all.
Having sex on a waterbed is difficult.
Mm-hmm. But he still was fucking somebody.
Right, it is difficult.
Because the wave come back at you?
Yeah. It's like.
The old waterbed.
Catch that
big,
rhythm.
Big old. that was crazy.
Or an air mattress.
Nah. You might as well stand up or get on the floor.
You never fucked on an air mattress?
Nah.
You remember the old school waterbeds?
I've only been on a waterbed once in my life.
That was a trick question.
I was like.
I was on a waterbed once, and
I was like, what is this guy doing with a waterbed? He's the only person in my life I ever knew with a waterbed.
In the 90s, I had the waveless waterbed. That was dope. It comes with the frame. It's framed up, and then there's a mattress on top of the water, so the water just barely moves.
I keep saying they need to bring waterbeds back.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Did that shit break and fuck up your whole shit?
You're like a superhero.
Now,
you got to put alkaline water in your waterbeds nowadays.
Right? How important is looks to you?
Is what?
Is looks, like when it comes to women. How important is a woman's looks?
Because
we talked about being like with somebody who you could do business with, somebody who's a boss.
Sexy is sexy. Mm-hmm. I don't think sexy is a facial feature or anything. It's sexy is sexy. Things that turn you on is not, you learn in life that if you only wanted to love the people you like the way they look, you have to live a fucked up life.
Okay.
If you're like, I love the way that person looks, I want to love you. That's fucked up reasons for
love.
What
about the way a person smells? I think smell is so important.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could be in love with somebody and they always say that if you don't like the way someone smells, you guys aren't compatible. It's just kind of like a scent. You know what I mean?
But love overcomes that too.
I don't know, because I feel like, and there's like all this research they've done to show how we are so attracted to somebody's like just
natural scent. Yeah.
You know, and that's a big thing when it comes to attraction. Like, if you think about women that you've been in love with, you're like, I fucking love the way she smells.
I don't wear cologne because of the women in my life that told me don't wear that shit. Because
you were the side piece.
Because no. True that too. Right. And you can't wear perfume in my bed either. I've long ago, that shit is not.
Or makeup, because I'm sure a bitch has got makeup on.
Or scented lotion.
You can't be a shedder either. Shedder's
your
hair.
We've got to be the good kind.
Shedders are bad. So we real hair sheds too.
Forensics agents.
It ain't nothing worse than pulling a fucking strand of hair off.
That's how you can find out if a man's cheating.
Balls, right?
Go in his bathroom.
You
pulled them off your man's balls, another chick's hair?
Yeah, well, no, not another.
That's when you punch him in the balls.
I got busted like that.
You got busted, somebody pulled a hair out your balls?
And it was another girl hair?
Whose hair is this?
Out your balls.
You should have been like, okay, here's the deal. I shave and I haven't shaved and I guess I missed the spot.
No, what the fuck would you do?
A strand of hair. Was it blonde?
And then your hair black and short.
Right. So what'd you say?
What do you say?
You're like,
they
damn.
Get caught.
I don't know no fucking nothing. Kiana. Like,
shit.
Hey, I'm that little dude who broke my mama's planter. When her plant, the whole thing shattered and the dirt was on the carpet. And she said, who did that? There's only two people in the house, me and my brother. I didn't do it. Damn. He said, it wasn't me. It's just me, him, and her. She's like, well, I didn't do it. Who broke the damn plant?
That's when you whoop everybody's ass.
Wasn't me. So we get a little older. We both smoke weed. Just me, my brother, and my mother. She's like, I smell marijuana. I'm like, it ain't me. He come out the room. It's not me. So.
It just wasn't you.
You pull that hair off my ball. I'm to the death of me. I don't know how that got there. I fucking don't
know. You
know,
you men are good at that. I went through that with my ex.
And you know what it is?
He never knew
nothing. Women want to believe that shit so bad.
That's the problem.
Women want to believe it. Nothing. I'm telling my husband, it would be the blatantest thing that I know you know. And he'd be like, I don't know.
We know, oh my God. We know that they're lying, Gigi, but we want to believe them.
I remember that there was a whole incident.
Lying is hard.
Yeah. There was a whole incident with a shirt.
Lying is hard.
She's doing the laundry and she found a shirt that wasn't hers.
I found another woman's shirt in my laundry.
That shit was yours as fuck. Let him tell it.
To this day, he'll still claim he don't know where that shirt came from.
I would have been like, that's yours.
I need to know. I got a question. So, all these years, you find like random panties around the room. In the sheets, next to the bed, behind it. And you kind of want to, it'd be a cool thing, like, girl, I found your panties. But then you never know whose panties
they are. You don't
know
if it's hers or not. Like, that's right.
Y'all do you panty
that's
traps?
That's a large.
I have.
So it's you leave a pair of panties.
You have to be like, whose panties are these?
The mattress and the
But is another chick supposed to find her, or is he supposed to say, hey, I found your panties?
That's no. It's for the bitch. It ain't never for you. Yeah. And believe
it's for his, it's for the woman to find.
I'm going to tell you how you really do a panty trap. Now, you know when you got the sheets. You take them out the dryer. Sometimes it be shit covered up in the little corner.
In the corner.
Oh, you put a thong or whatever.
And be like,
right,
whose thong
there?
Is this?
Or, nigga, one time I found a bitch panties. You know what I did? I was like, all right. I cut the crotch out of that bitch shit, right? And put it back. So the nigga, because that was my ex, but I was still fucking with him, whatever.
See,
the nigga called me. He was like, yo, yeah, bug the fuck out. I was like, what? He was like, did you cut the fucking crotch out of this bitch panties? I said, yes, the fuck I did, and tell her to suck my dick.
Wait, right? We're not in court. She's like, yes, I fucking did.
Yes, right. Yes, the fuck I did, right, with right. My hand up in the right. Air. And tell her to suck my dick.
I'm guilty.
I cut the crotch.
Suck my dick.
And you know what else? If you want to catch a man, just put some panties in it that's not your size at all, and be like, whose panties are these?
Damn, the planet panties. Damn.
And see how he responds.
See, this is what I thought. I thought that she left the panties so that if I didn't say, hey, I found your panties, right, that means I'm kind of being snaky. Like,
nah, this shit is for the bitch.
Yeah,
believe
it's for
that.
Her to find it too. It's but it's really good to actually pull out panties that's, you know, you put there, that's not yours, not your size, and be like, so who fucks panties are these? And see how guilty he feels. Oh, you know, my sister was here, you whatever. Know, and
I got a homie that used to collect
excuses.
Panties in nightclubs.
Did he wear them?
No,
he probably did.
That's no, the girl putting panties at the club.
Yeah, he was like, I bet you I get a pair of panties tonight. Like, nigga, how do you keep getting girls to take their panties off in the club? I don't know what he was saying.
What if
it
was
did.
Like some discharge on him?
That's disgusting. And I'm not playing with my panties like that because I'm not buying cheap panties. So.
Right, I'm not giving you these nice panties.
Somebody ripped my panties before when I tell you, like, a dude that I was dealing with.
You owe me some money.
He reached in my pants and literally, like, ripped my panties.
Why do you guys think that's sexy to rip clothes?
So
that's not
mad,
sexy.
My nigga.
Yeah, it's
so
not sexy
mad.
To rip clothes.
Like, stop watching porn. You ain't got to rip my shirt,
expensive
my pants. Do not rip my clothes.
Give me a whole $30 more because
I like lingerie.
Panties.
You like you're the first person that's ever said that
ever.
On women.
Well, I know that. I know
so.
Not on you.
Yeah, I'm gonna say you come around. It's like that.
Most
that
guys don't care about lingerie.
No, it's that disappear, reappear.
So look. So disappear. Do you want her to have it on already under her clothes? So when she comes out of her clothes, she has it on.
No, he wants her to shower.
Or when you take out when she go do that shower.
I don't know about the lingerie
she,
under the clothes, but when you break
when
out,
she come
like,
out the shower
and your fucking panties and your bra match your shirt, your accessories and your shoes and shit. I'm like, damn.
Your accessories and your shoes.
Damn, that's pretty matchy.
Matchy.
The dopest
fuck.
Shit in the world is the fucking thigh
the
high
garter
boots.
With the
no the boots.
Oh, the boots.
Them ones that come way up here and nothing else on.
Nothing else.
That's the shit.
I have a lot of thigh-high boots at
me
home.
Me too.
Do you wear them in the bed?
No, because I wore them outside and I'm a germaphobe.
Right. Me too.
They got to be brand new.
Nah, yeah. I
you
still
can
wear
stand
them
up.
In the bed.
You can stand around and do it. You don't got to be in the bed.
Not like in the bed, but I'll be on the bed in my thigh-high boots. Absolutely.
I call you on the phone and be like, I'm coming home at 8. I want to fuck you in them boots.
Sounds familiar. Like, send me a dick
pic. I've never had that.
Open up the door.
Listen, I used
when
to be
I walk
like,
in,
I
you in them
get
boots,
the,
butt ass naked.
Bring your boots.
What if she was like, what if she gave you some like silky drawers to wear? Would you wear them?
Man, would I wear silky drawers?
Mangere.
Yeah,
mangere.
Mangere.
That's what you want me to do that night? I put the fucking suit on. What the fuck? I'm not wearing no tidy whities. I'm not wearing
the
man thong or nothing, but you want some old whatever? What the fuck? I don't know. We do. Only thing we're not doing is butt stuff.
No butt stuff.
Either way, because you don't want to put
your... fuck her butt.
What if she want you to dress up like a cop?
I've never role played, but I would.
Okay, somebody ask.
I'd arrest that ass.
I'd arrest that ass.
Wait, so no butt play. So what if she tried to lick your ass? You ain't with that shit?
Yes, he is.
You can swipe. Don't tongue me inside. Don't swirl.
Swipe like a credit card.
Swipe and get on past.
Swipe or no, just swipe.
Swipe or no swirling.
Swipe or decline.
I don't want to get tongue fucked in the ass. No, don't.
Tongue fucked. You made it sound worse than what it is.
Yeah, once you said that, then I started to be like, all right, maybe.
Just saying.
Tusha, we appreciate you coming and sharing all of these stories with us today.
Yes.
I figured since I've been knowing you for a while, I was like, I ain't gonna bullshit you. Just,
I know, listen, I'm not gonna lie. I was like, is Tusha really gonna come? Because I never feel like he's really gonna show up, you know. What I did, I had to double, triple check it.
And see, really gonna show up.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
I'm sure a lot of women feel like that.
Damn. When I was young, I did used to set up 3 dates every day.
3 dates and go on
and
all three of them?
Two girls up.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like, fucked up.
Who was paying on these dates, though? Them or you?
Was what?
Were they paying on the dates?
That's me.
But would you at least call and cancel?
Or just straight up
not show up?
I don't know, maybe. I don't know. I would just make sure that
all this fucking karma, man.
No, I'm just saying, I'll just make sure I'm straight for the night.
You ever been heartbroken?
Hell yeah.
Oh.
4th grade.
Shut up.
Oh, fucking God. Your heart wasn't even fully developed.
And a 4th grade.
No, I'm lying. That's a lie. The truth is, whenever you love someone, I'm in love with her, and it starts to break down and break up, and it's over. That's just like a sickness.
That is heartbreak.
You're like sick in your stomach for like 2-3 months. It's just like, some people it might last longer, but it takes me about 60 days to get out of love and just really like fucking like stop being mad about picturing shit about her. Or
right. Like, your eyes look watery right now.
I know. Don't cry.
Thinking about her. Yeah.
I've
been there.
Listen, and it's real because he blinking.
Oh.
He blinked too.
I'm actually trying to get one out so y'all be like. Laughing makes me cry. I would if you make me laugh really hard, I'd be crying my ass off.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Like, I can't, it just,
but that's
it,
a good feeling.
Yeah, that's good.
It just happens.
Mm-hmm. You said it just happens.
I got bad eyes too. My shit water easy.
Okay. Oh, so that works for you.
Like
when you're trying to be earnest. You look very earnest right now. Like, I'm looking at you, your eyes are watery, I believe you.
Okay, I'm good.
I'm surprised. That's all I know. Because I know from listening to your music, I just thought that you would probably be totally different.
Uh-huh.
And then for you to find out you're like this passionate,
well,
loving
remember
guy.
When we were talking earlier. And
we could
like,
do two short
night,
though. We do two short night every now and then.
Two short night, he passionate.
Right.
Like, it's usually the ones that talk so much like hardcore shit. They really
like
be
twice a year.
Like, not soft, but you know, they usually like, be literally like the opposite in real life.
Twice a year.
Right, because he's like, she like boys and girls and she like to make them both squirt. And then he come on here like, you know, I'm a passionate guy that just...
I've been in love.
That is passion. What are you talking about?
That's a little nasty, a little raunchy, a little, you what? Know.
That's
passion to the fullest.
Really?
Boys and girls.
Yep.
Make them both squirt.
Best of both worlds.
You guys,
R. Kelly. Oh.
I'm just saying.
Guys kind of squirt. They squirt out the cum. And girls can squirt because they squirt.
Yeah, so it's the line was, if you give her a dick or a pussy, she'll make it squirt. That
there
was the
you
line.
Go, see? Uh-huh.
Your mom, she loved when you sing that song.
Nah, with the other one was worse.
My mother was not a Too Short fan.
She wasn't?
She's a fan of Todd Shaw.
Okay, I could understand that.
You could go to my mother. My mother passed away 2 years ago. Rest in peace, but you could go to my mother and say, yo, Mama Shaw, do you know your son made this dirty ass song called Gangsters and Strippers and he's talking about he's trying to get bitches to suck his dick? And she'd be like, no, I don't believe that. And you'd be like, no, he's got a lot of dirty songs. And she'd like, never heard him curse a day in my life.
Mm.
I never cursed in front of my mother ever. I never even said shit in front of her. Nothing.
You never invited to a show?
My mother came to a show. In Phoenix. She used to live in Phoenix.
Oh, my God.
And I knew she was going to come up there. I'm thinking she's going to come in the dressing room. They're like, I was getting ready to do the show, and I see her in the front row. I'm like, bro, it's going to be no show if she's in the front row.
Like, I can't do it.
Yeah, y'all got to get her back here, or I cannot do what
you
I do.
You got songs without curses, though. You could have just put a clean set.
Nah.
She got to come back.
Mama Shaw got to go.
And so she came backstage.
She had to. There was going to be no show.
Oh, my God. So she knows what you were. She knew what you was all about then.
Yeah, but she just, like, you know, back in the day, they would put album out, and it would be the Queen album too.
Yeah, she had the Queen versions of everything.
I give her that. She listened to the radio songs that come up. She knew. She didn't want to hear that. I'm the youngest. I'm her youngest. She wasn't having that. Like, I'm listening to my baby go. My mother found some raps when I was in like 11th grade. And she took my rap book and slipped like an 8-page letter in that motherfucker. And it was just like, it was, she was mad.
So, okay, yeah.
She was hot. She found them.
But she had to love the fact that you were making money legitimately and doing really well. Well, not
then at that point.
Oh, but when you got, yeah.
At the part where you would have went to him and tried to be a hater, she would have been like, get out of here. He just bought me a Mercedes.
Oh, well, by the way, we was watching your video. We was mad because Gigi.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Let's talk about this.
Who's Gigi?
Me.
Mm-hmm. He was in the video?
No.
She need to be.
But I want to put them hoes to shame.
Right, under the pole.
The pole
the balance. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well,
she can show you on this light pole. Yeah. Okay, no.
Slow down.
We in L.A., and I know about, you know, professional pole dancing. Mm-hmm. I wasn't really looking for like strippers, so we were trying to, we went to a pole dancing school.
She actually has a pole dancing school.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
Next time.
Ain't no next time. Let's do it right now.
We don't have a pole.
We need a pole. He got a pole. It's just, oh,
yeah. That's not.
He's got a 9-inch pole.
That's not a pole.
Shit, I smell a pole somewhere in this building.
He looking around too, like he about to knock down the wall
in one of these
like,
rooms
right here.
He can make a pole. I don't know.
All right, we just wanted to put that out there, yeah. Just so you know. Okay.
All right. Well, we tried.
When is the last album, the third retirement album, coming out?
Third retirement.
Well, we just dropped
the 3 out of 4
the appetizer, the sex tape. Mm-hmm. And the album is called The Pimp Tape. It'll be out in about 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
I don't know the exact date, but it's coming. It's got some nice features on it. You know, The Usual Suspects. Who's on the album? You want to know who's on the album?
Yes, please.
Let's see here. T.I.'s on it. Mm-hmm. Snoop Dogg's on it. 2 Chainz is on it.
Sheesh.
Ty Dolla's on it.
That's the song we heard already, right?
Mm-hmm. Jordan Lucas is on it.
Oh, I like Jordan Lucas.
Jeremiah's on it.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Kanye.
Ty Dolla Sign?
I said Ty Dolla. Yeah. Okay. G-Eazy's on it. Mm-hmm. The Dream is on it.
Oh, I love that's The Dream. God damn. Well, that's
cool.
That's lit.
It's a cool album. Yeah, it's cool. Okay. So it's all done.
We're looking forward to it.
It's hip hop, you know, and we don't know.
It's called The Pimp Tape.
Mm-hmm. We don't know hip hop's boundaries, so we don't know what a 50-year-old could do in a rap game. We're going to find out, though.
Oh, shit. Well, let's see.
You know, I'm championing the OG careers and the young careers. I'm like, make it, man. Mm-hmm. Let's get a hot record or make a dope album.
No, I think that's great, and people have the utmost respect for you. So
absolutely,
you know, we do. We're excited that you came. This is a big deal for us.
Super big.
That Don Julio bottle is damn near empty.
We were sitting here waiting for you. We were like, let's have some more.
Shout out to the Don Julio drinkers, because, you know, Patron get all that hype and shit.
Nah. No, that's what we Patron drink, actually. Don Julio is my drink. You know, when Patron I go out, I'll be like, let me get some Don
Julio. And 1942 is hella overrated.
Mm-hmm. I like 1942.
You just can't mix it with nothing. You got to drink that straight.
Drink it straight with little lime.
I mix mine with cream soda.
All the 42 drinkers are bougie.
Hey, I think it's a hype. People also buy into the hype of a drink.
I'm not gonna lie, I've been drinking 1942
since
for a long time.
1942.
I'm not gonna hold you though. Yeah. Nah, yeah, like my homeboys used to buy it when a while ago before like people was really getting that shit.
Don Julio Blanc, Don Julio 1942. It's about $150 in the store. Mm-hmm. That shit's like $1,500 like in the club.
Yeah.
It's just $1,500
a shot in the club. That's why you got to bring it in with you.
How you do that?
You just tell them, I'm coming to host, but I'm going to bring my own bottle with
just
me.
Just put it in your pants.
Damn. She said, I'm bringing my own hosting. I've never got to say that.
You should.
I never thought to say that. I'll tell them.
You tell them to get it for you, but you also want to have more, because sometimes it's like, they only got you one bottles, and then you got to just bring some extra. Like, don't even worry about it. I got some in the car.
Let me tell you what we do.
Uh-oh.
We walk around with Don Julio Blanco water bottles.
Mm-hmm. Now you know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Just take the water bottle, drink or pour the water out, fill it up with tequila or vodka.
You fuck better when you drunk?
I do everything. I'm not really like a drunk, staggering drunk. So I do everything probably. Like I can bowl, shoot pool.
Bowl.
Shoot baskets.
Shoot up the club.
Fuck, rap, perform. I can do all these things inebriated, but I don't think it's better, no. Because I think that super sober, stinky breath morning sex is the best it gets.
Super sober.
What I said about morning
stinky
wood.
Breath morning sex.
Earlier.
I'm still saying what he said back so I can make sure everything.
Super sexy, sober. Stinking breath morning sex okay, is here we the go. Shit.
Yeah.
Super sober, stinking breath.
Don't stinky kiss me.
Stinky morning breath.
Don't talk too much. Just do it.
Just do it.
Now, you be thinking that you doing better
listen,
when you're
the
drunk.
Pussy been marinating
really...
all night. And then you finally get up in that thing first thing in the morning.
But I really do feel like you be thinking you're doing the best when you're drunk. And then when you find out the next day, it was like you was really just drunk and fucking sloppy and shit. Because mm-hmm. that shit, I'm not going to lie, that shit happened sloppy. To me before. Like, I thought I had the best sex. I woke up, my ex was like.
You saw the tape. You was like, oh, what was I doing?
No,
what was
tape, I doing? But I was
you
like.
You replay? The tape. You heard the replay?
He was like, yo, you was fucked up last night.
Okay,
like,
have you ever had this one? You know. Of with all intentions that you went into this room or this place about to get down with this person. You wake up and you thinking like, I know we got here. And then you look around the room and it's fucked up. And you can't remember.
Yeah,
but y'all did to fuck it up.
Yeah.
Fuck it up. Fuck it up.
Have you ever had that one?
That's a great night.
Don't answer that question.
I have wondered what happened to my tampon though. Remember that?
Oh my God. Don't say remember that like I was there, Angela.
I told you the story before.
I know you gotta say it like that.
Right, remember I told you the story?
Remember that when we couldn't find my tampon?
I woke up, I was
like,
squatting
and you was digging?
No, never.
Me and my chick trashed a hotel room at the JW Marriott and we talk about it to this day. We ever see each other like,
What the
fuck happened that night in that room? I'm talking about the mattress was not on the box spring.
Nah.
The furniture was moved. We have no idea what we did that night.
Was your dick sore?
Good night.
No, I don't know. I don't know what happened.
You ever had a sore dick?
Back in the younger days.
From fucking too much, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't know. I guess I worked that muscle. It's
that muscle. Your shit's strong enough now.
Yeah, I don't have that problem no more. The sprained dick.
It's sprained dick.
I had a bad experience with a really big girl when I was young.
She sat on it?
No, she was on it. She was on top and she was bucking.
Mm-hmm.
And it hit something that like knocked a little wind out of me. And I was trying to tell her.
I can't breathe.
Like roll her over. Between you, wind is out of you. You can't do nothing. I couldn't say stop. I couldn't, and she kept hitting that spot.
She hit the. Oh, he died.
I was really like.
I was dying.
And I love big women, but after that, it's like we going sideways.
Or a doggy style or something.
No more top.
Or I'm saying easy.
Oh, you need some type of like safe motion.
A harness.
A safe word.
Cut.
A safe signal. But no, I ventured off into that world.
That'd be an awful way to die. Maybe like too short it. Found.
I narrowed it down. No.
Under body.
Under BBW.
I narrowed it down to sexy chubby.
Okay, okay.
You know what that is?
What?
That's when it got a little extra, you know, down south.
Uh-huh.
A little extra grown ass woman. That grown woman shit.
You said a sexy chubby?
Yeah, that grown woman shit.
Mm-hmm.
That real life shit. That shit's real. I like a little skinny girl too, but I'm just saying.
I don't discriminate.
Sex, yeah. Hell yeah.
It's whatever. Whatever's
you
good
as
he is, it's
Tony Braxton do or the motherfucking four horse weave. I don't give a fuck.
What's the biggest you feel like you've ever like took down or like that
took down?
Like, can handle, yeah.
I like about this dick right here.
L'Oreal.
You're hilarious.
I knew what the answer was supposed to be.
No, that's not what it was supposed to be. I was really asking because you was like that. She was on top and from then on it was
I mean, was she like Respucia?
What's the biggest?
Just don't give me a big girl with little titties. That's all I got to say.
Be proportionate. Yeah.
Just don't give me a big girl with little titties.
No man chest, but too short.
But there's high expectations for you, too short. Like any girl that fucks you, they have high expectations. They're like, he talk all this shit. He better be good in the bed.
No, they be like, I thought you was going to have a little dick, nigga.
What?
They're not like, whip out. They be like,
I wouldn't think that people would think that about you by listening to your music. But then again, we did talk about that earlier. A lot of people talk a lot of shit.
I hear that so many. Why they call you T-shirt?
A lot of
why
rappers
they call you
talk
short?
About their sex. And
I got little ass hands.
You do have little hands. Usually you could tell.
Size fucking
somebody
nine.
Said, And you probably with your little hands
anomaly.
When you masturbate, you'd be like, my dick looks so much bigger with these little
hands. I think
hands.
My once a day is actually why I got the girth. I worked it out.
For real? Because it was skinnier.
I don't know. I thought it wasn't big, and then one day they was like, it's big.
They was like,
but y'all already know what I be saying about men that ain't like real tall.
They got bigger dicks.
They're your tripod.
If you went around and did this all day, it might grow.
Oh my God. I think that's true. Because if
listen, men that aren't really tall. It's a lot of really tall men that don't have really.
And you guys have said if you suck on a guy's nipples a lot, it makes their nipples bigger.
It does get bigger.
Women say these stories about NBA niggas with little dicks. I'm like,
oh Lord, we haven't heard those stories.
Big feet dude wear size 15 with a little
everybody
dick.
Everybody here
like,
made a face. That's the most disappointing thing when a tall guy got a little dick and you'd be like, what the fuck?
I don't feel like big not to have more dick. Where's the rest of it?
Right.
Like, nah, I see a lot of little match. Guys.
Oh, when the little short homie just be whip out on you like, bow. Try like, this little bastard.
Mm-hmm. I feel like little guys have little dicks. I don't know.
Little guys, nah, man.
Yeah,
short guys are tripods. I've been trying to tell y'all this.
It just sounds funny.
I don't know.
For a long time.
Some short
I've been trying to tell y'all this
dick.
Since last year.
I've been breaking down tall girls since I was a little dude. I'm like, we the same height sideways.
That's true too.
Like, if I got to get a saw and chop your ankles.
I always thought that was weird. Like a guy shorter than a woman. And then like some guys really look for those kind of women that are over. Like,
you know, my homie told me he's like. He's like, fat girls ain't fat on their back.
You know what?
And on that note,
right, tall girls ain't tall. Lay it down.
Fat girls ain't
the
fat on their back.
The 20th and final album, The Pimp Tape, is coming out soon.
All right. There's fire features on there. You got everything.
And then only two more retirements after that.
Right. You can't do more than five retirements.
And music wise, it's some dope ass music. It's some raunchy, real adult content. Mm-hmm. And it's some real social conscious stuff on the album.
Gotta have balance.
And I've always had that in my career where I felt like I speak on it, you know, what's going on in the world. I think our biggest problem right now in our community is the realization that we're victims of mass incarceration. Mm-hmm. And we need to figure out not only like how to get them brothers out of that slave situation of private jails and all this stuff and just all these laws that just.
And probation for
but
long
really,
periods of time.
How can you get like the little kid to be like, yeah, my block, I'm on the block, yeah, I'm thugging. Like to realize that, bro, thugging is a short career.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
A very short career. That,
I remember
like,
you saying that you felt like the music business, the music industry kind of had a conspiracy against.
Not kind of, they did.
Mm-hmm, talking they about, about politics and they uplifting the community.
They pushed the positive music to the side and promoted all the negative shit right. And all the fuck hoes, suck my dick and I'm gangster. And we kind of like, we call conscious rap underground rap or something. We like. It wasn't that way. You know what I mean? Sure. It's like we have a lot of dope rappers with a lot of dope messages, but we seem to only want to promote this one thing about bad bitch, you know, that just that shit. And I got a certain guilt level about being a part of ushering that shit in. But at the same time, when I was doing it, it was in a certain perspective. I have a song called Freaky Tales about having sex with 45 women. But then on the same album is a song, Life is Too Short. Mm-hmm. And it's talking about, you know, get up and get your money, like live your life. So I just think
and you've talked about drug issues and crack,
all kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. That I'm really like, I had a song called The Setup. Mm-hmm. It was back in the 90s, like early 2000s, and I was just saying you do realize this whole crack dealer thug shit is a fucking setup. And now I sit down and read a book like the New Jim Crow and I'm like, it fucking was a setup. Like right. Literally it was a setup. Literally. Mm-hmm. And I don't
yeah, because actually having had as many mixtapes and albums as you had in your career, obviously there's going to be more content than what Too Short is pretty much known for, though, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm on a crusade right now just to let the little homies know you about to be a cold thug, right? Cold gangster. You probably in less than 10 years you're probably either gonna be dead or locked up. We hear this mm-hmm. shit over and over again. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I ain't trying to scare you straight or nothing. I'm just trying to tell you as a businessman, you probably could take those gangster years and be constructive and like become an expert at something that you
so true.
Feel passionate mm-hmm. about. I don't care what it is. You put mm-hmm. them 5, 6, 7, 8 years in, you're going to be good.
So true.
And it'll change your whole life. And we know the people that slip through the cracks, that accidentally, you know, like, you know, just figure it out by accident or something, or get a break, which a lot of, if you read a book like, what is it, Outliers, it's, mm-hmm. it has a lot to do with the natural ability to do something, but also chance, like chance of opportunities and, you know, right place, right time type of shit. So mm-hmm. you gotta, what's that one, the opportunity plus something, I don't know.
Plus hard work or something.
Yeah, some of them, all them good sayings
right,
that yeah. be on the posters.
Right.
So, you know, I just feel like
preparation and opportunity.
I'm really against my little homies, the little third and fourth graders, like, in 4 or 5 years going, I'm about to be a thug. Like, bro, this shit is tried and true, not successful, not a successful choice.
Right.
Because you look at movies like with Frank Lucas and shit, and dudes had long gangster careers. Not now. You get a super short career.
Right. And they still told and ended up in jail for mad long. Their whole family was in jail.
It's a clip I saw on YouTube, like a video thing that literally has rappers who made diss records and then got killed.
Ooh.
Wow. I sat there and watched that shit going. It was like top 10. Wow. Top 10 rappers who made a diss record and got murdered right after. Mm. What the fuck?
And this is all over something they're trying to do to get out of the street.
And it ended up taking him down.
Little dude looked like a little kid. He probably was like 16, 17, 18. He looked like he was like 12. And he like, fuck your hood. We beat EK. Blah, blah, blah. And then they say he got knocked down right after that.
And that's true, because a lot of times these little beasts could be squashed or settled with a conversation.
A grown man conversation. Mm-hmm.
But they're not going
to. But they too quick trying to be thugs.
Oh, you going
to
say you a hammer?
No, I was going to say... I was going to say the laws that they changed in the late 80s locked up all the kingpins. The kingpins used to really be the police of the hood.
Mm-hmm.
And you wasn't going to do wrong. Crime was going to go down, but you wasn't going to do wrong
right in
the hood. Or you had to answer to the kingpins. Mm-hmm. Right. And we had a lot of order in those days. And they locked all those dudes up. And our communities have been psycho since.
Nobody answers to anybody nowadays. That's what the problem is. Like, there's no OG. There's no... And people might say that, like, oh, OG, da-da-da. But they still do whatever they want to do.
Like, bro, it's a better way to do it. OG, I don't want to hear this shit right now, OG. I want to hear that shit.
They don't want to hear it.
And you keep talking to him, he's going to fucking shoot you and then go shoot the person you try to talk him out of shooting.
Mm-hmm. There's no respect for, like...
So how do we
can't... Don't you, do you feel like you were hard-headed when you were that age, too, though?
I feel like we were...
Because sometimes people got to learn on, you know, but those are hard lessons. Those could be life and death lessons.
You know, young and dumb is young and dumb. But at the mm-hmm. same time, young and dumb now gets you 28 fucking years in prison.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you come home, you can't imagine...
We're 6 feet under.
Going to jail at 16 and being locked up with grown-ass men and coming home at the age of 42.
Ooh.
What have you lost?
Everything.
Your whole life.
I mean, you got a chance to come home and live again, but what did you lose? Yeah. Damn near everything.
Mm-hmm.
You got a chance to live a good life, but you damn near lost every fucking thing.
So many things have gone on. That's
see,
why,
you can't
too.
See that at 16.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Yes. Like, so much technology stuff. Even for you to come out, it's going to be a shock, like just a whole culture shock. So, like, I say you lost your life because you don't know what an iPhone is. You don't know what a smartphone is. You probably don't know how to get online. You know what I mean? That many years, you don't know how to do any. You probably forgot how to walk across the goddamn street. And that's not even no joke. Like, mm-hmm. that should have happened.
So, you know, I'm on a crusade to, like, I don't want to scare you straight. I just want to keep telling little homies that.
Give them the information.
Like, literally, you want to represent that block and be a thug. But, bro, like, with the time you're going to invest in that, you could do something very, very much more constructive.
Right.
When your homies come out of jail at 42, your other homies who did it right, they might have not been balling at 22, but now 20 years later doing it right, you got a nice house, nice family. You like punk ass little so-and-so? Oh, no, you're a baller now.
Yeah.
And then you went in jail as a boss and coming out of the punkest nigga in the world mm-hmm. is the man now. You like, how the fuck is this?
Because he did the right thing.
And you don't even know how to get yourself together because...
Well, you may never...
Some people don't.
There's some rich ass dope dealers that work at like FedEx and shit now.
Come on.
That's drive okay. Uber.
And you gotta work there because you're on a 10-year federal probation.
I was in Philly recently and I caught an Uber and this guy that like everybody used to like talk about, you know, this.
Was your Uber driver?
Was the Uber driver. Yep.
And he would tell you straight up, no shame in his game, I fucked up.
Right.
And I wish I would have used all my smarts for smart things.
Don't waste your time.
My one thing is I want everybody to be awake.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's kudos to you for that. And there should be more people that's joining you in that crusade to help get these young guys in the right mind so they can do it.
When you wake up in jail, it's a little too late sometimes.
That's mm-hmm. very true.
And you like trying to tell the little homies coming through, bro, you got a chance, man. You going home. But it's
important for people to hear that message over and over again because you never know when it is.
That's what I'm saying.
Home.
Scared straight ain't my solution.
Right.
It's just to keep saying to the people it matters to. You know, be constructive. That's all.
Because it might be good. You might listen to it coming from your parents and it don't mean nothing. But
even to the girls, I make a record, bitch, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, little girls, you know, you ain't no bitch. You like it. You got to keep saying it. Listen to the music. You're not a bad bitch. You're a young lady. Like, you got to say it.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Damn, that's hard, though. Because you're telling them that, but then you're saying this in songs.
I'm trying to separate what entertainment is from what reality is.
Right.
Like, when I get off stage... I get on stage, I'm going to say, bitch, 27 fucking 100 times. When I go backstage, I'm going to walk up to the lady and say, how you doing? It's going to be all respect. That's my job.
Right.
Like, let's keep it in the right context. I don't want you making a record saying fuck them dudes on the next block and then you get killed right outside the studio. You know what I'm saying? You could have made a record saying fuck everybody. You wouldn't have fucking got killed.
Yeah, that don't mean you
fuck
want
everybody
to get killed.
Fuck everybody on every block.
Yeah.
God
and
damn it.
You said fuck them dudes and them dudes killed your ass. Not cool.
All right, well, Too Short, the Pimp Tape is coming out. Can't wait to hear that, and it's going to have some balance on there, so we're looking forward to it. It's still going
to
be entertainment.
Shout out to the female pimps. Yeah. You know who you are.
That's us.
Right.
You know, how do you ask a man for money?
You ask.
Need some money.
You take it.
You just got to ask.
You just ask.
I've never
can
asked
you
anybody
give
for
me?
No money. You know
the rent is due, right?
Okay. Oh, okay. Right.
I was in a barbershop
one
day.
Here 3 days.
I was in a barbershop. Niggas was competing to pay this hot girl's rent.
Woo.
They're like, I'll pay 2 months.
Yeah, what's she doing?
I'll pay that rent. I know, I'll pay too.
That's all chip in and paid a whole year.
And guess what? The bitch didn't pay her rent that month and got evicted. So after y'all did all that, no?
No, she got.
Nah, I'm joking.
That was 8 years ago. She's still rent free.
Oh, shit.
Well, damn.
I'm just joking. I don't,
she got the juice.
Can we get her on lip service?
Right. Let's find out how she did it.
What is lip service?
It's a podcast.
No, it's a fucking blowjob.
What is lip service?
It's a podcast from now on.
It was a trick question. Right. He got you. It's a podcast.
No, what is lip service? What is like the whole term? What is that?
It's about girls.
I don't think it's a blowjob. No, I know what the show is.
It's about girls eating butt.
No, it's not.
That's exactly what it is.
Mouth and lip service.
Not just swipe.
But get it up in there.
I think lip service might be a blowjob, though.
Yeah.
Mouth and lip service.
Let's go to Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, mouth and lip service.
Lip service is when you just all talk.
No. Sir, that's just lip.
When you can use your mouth for more than one thing.
Lip service is when you can fit the balls and the dick in your mouth all in once.
All at the same time. Let's make that the definition of lip service. When you get both the balls and the dick in your mouth.
That makes you a fucking champ.
And sing your ABCs.
We have a child. You can never do that to me.
Urban Dictionary.
I don't know. You
got to
look online. I'm sure.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
To just say something but not actually do it.
To pretend
that you believe in a certain thing but not practice that belief.
That's lip service.
So just like running your mouth.
Telling someone what they want to hear could be used to get something.
That's what I just said.
Or to get out of a lecture.
Hip hop song. I don't want no lip service. Don't give me no lip. I don't know.
I don't remember that one.
Okay.
Lip service is when you are giving a guy a blowjob and stick your finger in his butt and he comes really hard.
Show's over.